You know, so the Mishnah says, I know about it, the Mishnah says that Rabbi Gamaliel didn't follow the din. The din is that basically Mishnah talking about Mishnah and Akhasu and I say Besula, if he's nervous about having the Beer Rishino, is also considered, and Beer Sakasu is also considered that I said Mishnah. So he's talking about Kriya. So Rabbi Gamaliel didn't want to follow the din. The Lila Harishim, when he got married, he decided to ask Mr. Tamin and said, I saw him, it's against the sin, and then it does apply to me. Explain what. He is able to be Mahavi himself. So the Mishnah continues with similar stories. So Rabbi Gamaliel didn't follow what the din was. So another story was, Rachat Lila Harishim Shemeta Ishta, his wife died, and the din is that you have to observe Shiva Shloshim. When a parent dies, you have three periods of Avedah, the Shiva, the Shloshim, and then the Yudhik Kredish. The Kaddish is only for 11 months, but the Avelis is till the end of the 12 months. By other relatives, the site of the Imlet is only an Avelis of Shiva Shlosh. So his wife died, so there's a din of Shiva, there's a din of Shlosh. So the din of Shiva is that the Avelim are prohibited to do the Chitzis Aguf. They're not allowed to wash cold Gufay Bishtainen or Mikzas Gufa Bechan. To wash Bishtainen, to wash in cold water from the other Ramlet, that's Hesed Gomma. That's permissible for the Avelim, even in the middle of Shiva. But to take a cold shower or cold bath the whole body or to wash with warm water, even part of the body, let's say the face, even the face is kind of dirty and you need warm water to wash off the dirt. I can look at this, but that's not a beneficial finding. But or if you have some kind of a sore or for medical purposes, you have to use warm water, then it's permissible. But if there's no such tzorech, so then we say that Rechitza, even the mitzvah haguf is also if it's bechamin, and Rechitza b'tzayin is also only if it's kolabu. Yes, the person is very satisfied. No, 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 that's another thing. That's this mission. Yeah, what you mean is this mission. So the din is, Nikra din, the din of the...
It's leftover water in the back.
So
leftover water in the
back. We learn it here enough.
I mean, how hot does the water have to be that it should be called Rechitza Bechamen? Does it have to be Yatza
Lechitza?
No, 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 there's two areas. There's Yad Nichvish. Yad Nichvish means that sometimes a person has hot water, goes on his hand, and he burns his hand, he has like a scar. That's called Yad Ichtis, the hand gets burned. Yad Toledus means Lashon Rashal Bezachil Shuanecha, that I jump away from Tachat HaKadosh Baruch
Hu.
Yad Toledus means that, let's say, if a person thinks that it's going to be lukewarm water, a cold one, he puts his hand in and realizes what it's about, he jumps away. His instinctive reaction is that it jumps away. But then if he realizes in advance that it's about, well, if the person did not ask that, that's Yad Toledus. The one is not Yad Ichtis. Yad Ichtis is something like, how hot does the water have to be to absorb you? Something like 180. And Yad Toledus is a shamer. Bosha means that it's less, that it's lukewarm, that it's less than Yad Toledus. But Hilcha Shabbos is a machlokes. There the Rabbanon that it's forbidden to bathe v'chitza v'chamen b'Shabbos. Even if the water was heated up on Erev Shabbos, which I filled up the bathtub full of water, or turn on the shower with hot water, and then let's say the woman bed, she's lit, and then she's a kabbal shabbos, and then she takes the shower. The Gemara says that you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to take a hot shower on Shabbos, even though all the water was here, or a hot bath. So fill up the bathtub with hot water on air Shabbos, and I'm not going to do any malachas on Shabbos. I'll just sit in the bathtub and wash myself in the soap, and shine, just wash off, and I'll dry without squeezing out any air. So the Gemara says that that's Xeret Rabbon, and Mishim Xeret Abalor. Because the Zman HaMishnah, the bathhouse attendants, they were Jewish, and they weren't so religious, so they would heat up the water on Shabbos. And the Chacham prohibited the Chitzi Bechamen on Shabbos, because the Nechashash, the Xeret, they'll cook it up on Shabbos. So that's a big machlokes in Achrenim. How hot does the water have to be that it should be considered Mayim Chamim for the purpose of Xeret Abalor? But if Kibbeg and other Achrenim have a machlokes, where some Achrenim hold that only if it's Yad Toledus, if it's less than Yad Toledus, it's called Tzedus. And others say no, that even if it's less, as long as it's warm, to the extent that that's how many people take a bath or a shower. And such warm water, that's called Chamim for the purposes of Xeret Abalor. I don't remember. It could be that there's such a machlokes. There should be such a similar machlokes over here also. Nitinatyadayim.
I look for Takulpayani Insha.
No, it says Nitinatyadayim, designed for bread, should not be burning hot water. Should not be Yatsalitis. May not be Yatsalitis. Yeah. May not be Yatsalitis.
By another, we have a lot to explain. Is it
a food
soap or
a sun soap? There's another din of shida that sikha is also. Sikha means just to smear on oil on the body is also. I think that usually if you use soap, you're smearing the oil, doesn't it rub into the skin? That's what makes the skin smoother. I mean, if it's dirty, yeah, oh, so that's what we're going to learn. That's what we're learning with this Mishnah. So the Mishnah tells the story, Rabbi Gamliel violated the din of Shiva. The din is all Shiva, the whole first 7 days. You're not allowed to wash cold goof of the Tzayin, or mix of goof of the Chamin. And the night after his wife died, she was buried, and the Shiva began the night right after the first day. He already took a bath. Rachat laiva harisha shemesh, the amalo talmidav, so the talmidav asked him, halal maratona rabbeinu shabbat lot to birchay. He taught us in the class that when one is in Abed, the Shiva is not allowed to take a dip. Amalayim, any kishab in the Yodam, the din doesn't apply to me. Istinus ani. Istinus means that he's very annoyed. He would be shari bitzar. I mean, he took a shower every day. Or whatever. He took a shower once a month and the month was up. Whatever. Month to month. Either every day or once a week and the week was up. And he would be annoyed with the perspiration and stuff. So what's taka the heter of istinus? Why is the taka heter of istinus? No. But if it's for medical purposes or something like that, then there's no wisdom. So it's the same thing on Yom Kippur and same thing on Tisha B'Av. Yeah. It's only not if it's a chitzah shel tayin. You look at Ramban and the Sefer Torah for Adam. Ramban was a doctor, so he wrote the whole Sefer Torah for Adam about birth, when babies are born, and how it doesn't give you medicine, how you deliver the baby, but he gives you the deed about it again, about delivering babies on Shabbos, and it talks about if the baby is sick. And to go off and how to treat patients, what he did. And that's not medical things, how to Chodesh Yezus HaKon on Shabbos in Yom Tisha B'Av and Tanis, and all the demons. And then about Bikur Cholim, and then the demon that the doctors have to observe, what that malpractice is, all this malpractice that the Yerideya is all based on the Ramban and Tarasadis. They don't quote the whole Ramban. Everything comes from the Ramban and Tarasadis. And then it has, if the doctor is not successful, the patient dies. Even if he is successful, the patient dies, yes, I'm 20 years. He gives you the din of Avelu. It is very interesting. The din is that the Chachamim require during Shiva, on the Sakin, either Abelus is the right, or the Rabbanim, we'll talk about it soon. The din of Shiva. Either the Chachamim on the Sakin, and the din of Torah is that we require that the Ovel should lead a life of evil. To demonstrate that something changed in the world. All the Chachamim in Osha, he needs some alay, the Tzadik dies, and business goes on as usual, the world keeps on going on. I can't stop the whole world. Every time the Tzadik dies, every minute, if somebody dies, he's going to stop. But the relatives should do something to demonstrate that someone died. They only have to demonstrate how aggravated they are over the death of this individual. So they have to observe a life of evil for 7 days, to lead a dirty life. So he says, it's the Chachamim only required, it's in the Torah, the Chachamim, it's in the right, it's in the Rabbanim, whatever it is, they only require that he should have evil. But once the evil is so severe that it already enters into the cat, crosses over the border of evil, leading a dirty, sloppy, messy life. The clothes are dirty, and the body is dirty, and so on. No makeup, and no, you're not allowed to cut his hair, not allowed to cut his fingernails, and everything is dirty. But once it's so severe, the dirtiness, that it enters into the category of tzar, that's more than the halacha requires. If you'll observe Avila to that extent, that's not what the halacha requires. But he seems to say like this, the same is true regarding shloshim. And Yud Beis Chodesh also, shloshim, the din requires evil b'nikta. Shiva, the din requires evil meruga, a lot of evil. And in shloshim, we require evil b'nikta. So let's say a person will be, let's say one of the din of shloshim is that he's not supposed to wear clean clothing. So what happens? The person who's going to wear the same old clothes is going to be absolutely filthy. The shirt is going to be black. Everything is going to be black. Does he have to wait so long? Does he have to wait so long till he's Messiah? And I might as well you know, if you're holding in the middle of Shiva, and it didn't require Nidl Merubis, and then the only time you have a Heter is a Heter Istinus, when it crosses over the border of Nidl Merubis and already enters into the category of Tzad, that's more than it didn't require, because that's not called Nidl Gavelus. Not that it's a Heter. By definition, that's not included in Avelus. So the same is during Shleshin, that the Avelus will be observed in such a severe fashion that it enters into Nidl Merubis, that the clothes on Mom is dirty. So once it enters into the category of Nimrubah, so that's more than the din requires. So you're not looking. And you're saying, you've been Kredish. You think this Kredish and din doesn't require Bechlau, evil. The din just requires Nil Tanubi. That the person shouldn't have a good time. Shouldn't go to parties. He shouldn't touch himself up. Shouldn't screw himself up. Or have a haircut and so on. Well, but what if he doesn't need the haircut? He looks terrible. So once he looks terrible, see if it's in the middle of Shleshin, even if he looks terrible, so what? That's evil. God is going to be Nidl Merubah. And make a difference between the beginning of Shleshin and how did it turn out? Nidl Shleshin is evil. It's Nidl Merubah so much that that's more than the Shleshin requires. How can it be? Usually it won't be.
You might have not had a chance to do it before. You might have needed a haircut.
Yes. Yeah, but still, even if a person needs a haircut, they don't take the haircut right away. But sometimes he's busy. After the Shloshim is up, and you take Chedesh, the din doesn't require the evil at all. The din only requires Miyut Tanugin. The one who takes the haircut, the one who shaves, the one who cuts his fingernails in order to look good, so that you're not allowed to do a Miyut Chedesh. But if he's taking a haircut, not in order to look good, there's no look miserable. But that's a gomor. That's more than the din requires. That's what the gomor. That's the same din. That during this day's Chedesh, the person is permitted to cut his hair or to shave when it's actually Gargo Haverov. He looks so bad that people tell him it looks terrible. That's the same hatter as it's the same isn't it?
Just don't have to wait for somebody to tell you.
Well, you have to wait for someone to tell you. If it looks so bad that you realize on your own that they told him. Some people have such a attraction that they ask someone, tell me already that it looks terrible. This is very that it's not necessary. You don't have to wait till anyone tells you. If you know that it looks terrible. And the Shulchan gives a shiur kavua, how long? But the Ramah gives a shiur that if the person hasn't taken a haircut in the last 3 months, means last 3 months since his last haircut, doesn't mean since the Avelus began, last 3 months. So Moshe Feinstein asks in his paper, where did he get that shiur from 3 months? So he's guessing because he thinks that the Zman HaRamah is somebody who must have taken a haircut every month and a half or so. He thinks that if somebody has to double the shiur, whatever, you normally take a haircut, a month and a half, so you multiply by two, so 3 months. No, you have to look very, very good. You have to look very good.
He
doesn't look terrible, but he doesn't look tip-top, not ship-shape. So the garment has to look very fancy when I do the avodah based on him. But to be considered, maneuverable, that you have to have more than that. During Yisrael Kodesh, once the observance of the avodah enters into the category of evil, then it's already mutter. Even if it only enters into the category of Nidl Mikta, then it's already mutter because that's more than the din requires. That's the same heter istinus is over here. That's it. The Mokhan Salah does the Rabbanim. You know, sometimes in the Shabbos, other places, that if a person has a splinter in his finger, and we think it's a secretion that by taking out the splinter it will cause bleeding, we're not permitted to cause bleeding. So the Gemara says, nonetheless, from the Lavashan Shizal Adufa, so the Mokhi Sarah goes up on the suffering pain. And we have a lot of that there by Choyle, a lot of times with Mekho, things in the Shabbat because the Mokhi Sarah goes up on. That's a special cooler. The Mokhi Sarah goes up on the radio. Here it's not a cooler. Here the Rabbi explains this based on the definition. It says it really says it. That only the Chitra Shaltainik is off, and it's not the Chitra Shaltainik, it's military. The Mokhi Mishra is his fire, but that's not called the Chitra Shaltainik. And the Rabbi takes that basis. And he generalizes the whole picture. He says that the same happens during after Yiddish Chodesh. That is the person needs the haircut so badly. Or much of his mind, I've since people, most people take haircut every 30 days or so. So if you wait 2 months, and that's already called the Yadav Chavir. As far as shaving, so that's why we say that for those people who shave every day, that's even less than 2 months. If you wait a short period of time, a short period of time is going to be in the middle of Shleshah. But let's say if you have a haircut, how can you have such a thing?
let's say, the Shiva Nishleshim is up very quickly. Someone dies before, the Gur is before Yom Kippur. The Yom Kippur cancels the Shiva and then comes to cancel the Shleshim. So many, there's no Shiva Nachranim, so many thoughts can say, Lalach, that seems to be in the Abu Rabbasi, it sounds like that. It seems the Yom Kippur takes off the Shiva and the Sukkah takes off the Shleshim, it has the status of Yibbe Shredish. So if you got a Bukhadeira, if he really looks good, he can maybe take a shave and take a haircut. Some are saying, no, it can't be. But most of the task is looking like this. It can't be. You have to wait at least 30 days. Whenever there's a suffix, you go to the pool. That's it. Now, for those who follow up Moshe all the time, so Moshe says that this is not a heter. Moshe says, There's a the Mishnah Berurah quotes an Eliyahu Rabbah that says all often like this, that if Yom Tov comes and it cancels Shloshim, so it's after Shloshim already, so since you're after Shloshim, so if you have Gav HaVeirah, so you're permitted to take your haircut, an Erev Yom. And Moshe says, if you look in Eliyahu Rabbah, it doesn't say that at all. Absolutely doesn't say anything like that. The Mishnah Berurah says, according to Eliyahu Rabbah, it doesn't say that. This is obviously there's a misprint in the Mishnah Berurah, and it should say something else. It's totally unrelated to this topic. What's back at the din on that Shaila? If Yom Tov cancels the Shloshim, but it's not yet 30 days, but after din Shloshim is over, so the person is only now able to be Chodesh, the din should be that Yigar B'chadeh is Yom Tov, so the Rosh says, no, it goes a lot of Achayim and it's just Chumim there. Therefore, so the Rosh says, the Chumim there, that you have to wait at least 30 days, Mamish, you have to observe Avelis for 30 days, Mamish, on the calendar before you have to add to Yigar B'chadeh. But other Rabbis say it's not from the Bira Rabba quotes an Eliyahu Rabba. It's the other Rabbis that quotes the Om, it's the other Rabbis that writes it. And it's not so. The one shall begin the Shloshim is up. However, either after 30 days or off, or because the Shloshim is canceled by Yom Tov. So once the Shloshim is up, then you have, you've only made, you've made Kodesh, you've made Kodesh, you've got the Chaver.
What can you do now?
Correctly, well, let's say if it's not a parent, if it's not a parent, well, you have a solution. So then Moshe says, you can take it.
Okay.
So this Moriah is everything is good. If it's not a parent, if it's a parent who dies, you have to have a parent who dies. You have to have a parent. You have a dinner. You may say that. So then Moshe follows those Achareim who insist that you don't have a heter of Yigar B'chadeh by haircut, by shaving, and you may say this until after actually he's observed 30 days into the Avedah. And many other questions disagree with that, but it's not so. As long as Al-Pidin, the Shloshim is up. So you're only holding up by the Madrega of Avelis, you bring Kurdish. So Avelis is bring Kurdish, even if it's before 30 days. If he needs a haircut terribly, he just looks awful. But there is a haircut in Yom Kippur.
Yom Kippur doesn't mean you can go to the
Shiva to hang. No, Yom only fair haircut. Why? Because that is the new door. Yom Kippur means that the other people scream at him, look at the door. They go to the street. They tell him nicely that they look terrible. If you need a haircut, it's fine. It's completely personal. It says in the history book, not a joke, it says in the history book, but years ago, yeah, they didn't wash so roughly with four-on perfume that the body shouldn't smell. Until Whitney invented the cotton gin, and they made cotton underwear, so the people didn't bathe so often. And after they made cotton underwear, then the mini was in China, the color of the people started bathing much more roughly. But the mana says, it's all awesome like that, but most people are artists today. Now, if you permitted to bathe even in the middle of Shiva? The Ramban claims that it's only for Mosulokim. Normal people don't bother to take a bath.
Mm-hmm.
Alikar Adin, Aloka Rechit is only also during Shiva. During Shloshim, if a person will abstain from bathing for the whole Shloshim, so that would already be considered Nibu Melitza. And during Shloshim, all you require is Nibu Melitza. So the two are quotes from the Rav Yoav, from the group of Bali Yatayt, which is Mishayim, that in the days of the Bali Yatayt, it develops the meaning that you should abstain, Avel, you should abstain from Rechitza, all Shloshim. All 30 days. Even on the Dita, the Gemara is only Shiva. And the Ramon Shukhna quotes this. That the proper thing is to observe this minig, the Mishana, for the Gedish, the Chenanochash, that you shouldn't be Mishana, the minig, that's sent to the time of the Rishon. So that's what Soloveitchik pointed out, the name of his father, Ramosha Soloveitchik, that in Hilchot Tishabot we have another minig by the Ashkenazim. The Spartans don't have it. But the Ashkenazim have a minig that they observe from Shabbat to the Talmud on, the 3 weeks, we observe, the Drag Rochen, we observe a din like Yud Beis Kodesh. We observe an Avela Shlosh Shabbos. Moshe Feinstein writes in one of his Jubas that we observe an Avela during the 3 weeks like Shlosh. The Pesukim say it's not so. The Pesukim in Europe say it's not so. The Pesukim say it's just not so. The Avela, yeah, the 9 days corresponds to Shlosh. But the 3 weeks only corresponds to Avela for Yud Beis Kodesh. And the 9 days corresponds to Shlosh. So because the 9 days, the Avela corresponds to, by the Ashkenazim, we have a minute. The Pesukim don't have any of these in Rome. But Ashkenazim, we have a minute that the Avela of the 9 days corresponds to Shlosh. That's why in Shulchanot they say that the minig that they had in the days of the Bali Yatayt, not the days during Shloshim, is carried over here as well. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said in the name of his father, that the man of there, people do not observe that minig. People don't pay the whole Shloshim. The fact is that people don't observe that minig. It's not so. It's an evil middle bit.
Was the shower
considered
a
chitzus kol avodah?
Hadrasha?
The shower is a chitzus kol avodah. No, that's called a chitzus kol
avodah.
It's a different thing. How far did one of the debaters say the Talmudim, the Jackson by the Talmudim was the best? That's a different thing. But the shower is called a chitzus kol avodah. That the Rav Soloveitchik used to say that he thinks it's permissible to shave in the 3 weeks up until the 9 days. He said that the 3 weeks is like Yud Beis Kodesh. So the person went to the point of Yigavah Chaveirov, so then just like Chaveirov and Yud Beis Kodesh, the practices that people who shave every day do shave if the Shloshim is up. He said that's Yigavah Chaveirov. He said the 3 weeks is the Sphere is like Yud Beis Kodesh. It is like Yud Beis Kodesh. But the 9 days with the Ashkenazim have a meaning that we treat it like Shloshim. But then he said the Shloshim, you're not permitted to shave. Hey, you shouldn't shave in the 9 days. They said the meaning of not swimming and not bathing during the 9 days, that's the combination of swim and hugging. There's one meaning that you don't take a bath, there's a chitza, that the Rishonim developed a meaning that you don't have a chitza called Shloshim. And another meaning that by the Ashkenazim, the both by the Ashkenazim, and the meaning by the Ashkenazim that we consider, we observe our bathers during the 9 days by Shloshim, we put them together, so you're not allowed to do the chitza during the 9 days. And he said that his father used to say, but today we don't observe like that. People bathe, people take a shower the morning of Shiva. The morning that the Shiva is up, they say, you feel cocooned, everybody takes a bath right away.
What do you do when the professional says, I'm going to swim again, somebody travels in the desert all the time.
Yeah.
And the people travel in the desert, so therefore the local Muslim personally applies to the people, what's the Malachim, who work on the ocean, work in the family,
Avada, with the ignorant of Shiva, but look at Shlosh and the Bichamu.
9 days
to come,
allowed to do the
that's the way it ends in Shulchan Aruch. So Rav Soloveitchik said in the name of his father that his manner that he didn't think that applied. He said that his manner that people take all the time in Shlosh. So he doesn't understand how can he be machmir during the 9 days more than doing Shlosh?
Shabbat.
Yeah, but today people need to say that they don't give it. Yeah,
they
love it. Even I didn't think a lot of status of issues today.
How the different categories of availability. Some people have maybe closer to their more experiment.
They're not personally disturbed by it. So strictly speaking, the thing is that the chitzah is moved to the Shloshim, even though there was such a minute years ago. But the mice, most people don't have that knowledge today. It is. That's what he said. That's what Al Soloveitchik said, that his father flags on about swimming in the 9 days. That if someone wants to be machmir, not to go swimming, that's fish by the Ester Chassoy, it's Mesa Pesach. But he says to be machmir, not to swim, not to bathe, not to swim the whole 9 days. The 9 days is not more common than Shoshan. Shoshan, everybody bathes. The person is in violation of the Nehagim. Then for a get is a half of people mustn't say that it's forbidden to go swimming because of something. There isn't so many because of the other. Anyway, so here Rabbi Gamliel didn't observe the Abelus in the Shiva. He didn't observe the Abelus in the Shiva. So he asked him, hello, my father Abeinu. Then the other was also there. So he said, no, I have a half because I'm an Ishmael. Yeah, person is committed to
crime. Yeah. You can't let
him then. If you make the Abda, then his mother has commission as a third exception to the rule. He didn't follow the dinim that he taught his own Talmud. If you make the Abda, he had an Ebbet Knight. He said, he was a Talmud Chacham. He used to learn. When the Ebbet died, people all of them come in. He wasn't a relative. Normally, people sit Jiva, and then people come to him and ask him over to the Abbe. What if a person dies who doesn't have any relatives? The Rambam quotes a Gemara that you have to gather together 10 people. The community has an obligation to gather together 10 people, and they should sit Shiva. People should come be Menachem Ovel. There's another relative of this. So you see that what the Rambam writes is not only the Rambam Machaveiro to the Avelim to calm them down. It's a chesed, the Rambam writes, it's a chesed with the mace. It's considered as a dakot on mace, the fact that people come to pay their respect to whoever is sitting shiva. But who is sitting shiva over here? Someone dies as a rabbi, who's sitting shiva? The community. People observe shiva, so you see, that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. So you see, let's say someone dies and he has children sitting shiva. And someone is a close friend, he wants to sit shiva along. So the Ramok wants to choose a Tarash, that there is such a, not a police do, but there is such a Kilima Mitzvah. Let's say a person wants to volunteer to do a Mitzvah in Shekhar Lubis today. There's no Kilima Mitzvah. But if someone dies, and I have feelings for him, even though I'm not a relative, absolutely not a relative at all. So that's what the contemporary pastor says. Someone adopts a child, Kalikar, Adina, Santoika, the children, you adopt a child, or the stepchild, whatever, is not obligated at all to observe any available, he's not a relative. What if he volunteers? That is not a biological relative. Oh, so what if he wants to volunteer to observe available? So since there are more rights in the name of the Shulchan Aruch, if there is a Kiyum HaMitzvah, if someone volunteers Avelis, even if it's not a relative, all right, if it is Gemara, the Gemara says somebody die, and if Misha Meit, they lo clothe him, the community has an obligation to have a few people to Shiva. The Rabbi Rashi doesn't know what the Rambam is talking about, but the Rambam has a Gemara, then we have that Jewish in the Gemara, that the Bezin should appoint 10 people to Shiva. That's why the contemporary person recommend that if someone died and you have stepchildren or you have adopted children, that they should volunteer. Since there is such a kin, a fair convention that they should volunteer to observe the... Right, that's what the Pops can say, that there are two limitations. Number one, they're not permitted to volunteer a bailiff of Shiva to tackle themselves from Liman Hatter. So let's say this person who wants to volunteer Shiva is the type of a person who would have normally learned an hour a day. That's all, he only learns an hour a day. But during the Shiva, he shouldn't sit Shiva all day long and miss it, and then go to the Daf Yomi Shiva. So he shouldn't volunteer not to go to the Daf Yomi Shiva. He should learn that mitzvah he should do, and then the rest of the day he should sit Shiva. And let's say his wife just went to Mixer, and then she lost the Jechia Vaina. So the other was also the Pashma Shamik, because he's going to stop and he's a Hasidus. He's volunteered to sit Shiva, and his wife's expense, he's not going to fulfill the din of Shem Tufan Asa Lo Yidra. So the Akharim say, not Lassu. If he has a Shiva, then you're not Lassu. That's one limitation we have, that we're not going to, he shouldn't volunteer to observe Avelis Shiva, to the extent that he should be negligent of observing mitzvahs that he would otherwise be obligated to do. And then the second limitation that Achrein have is that he shouldn't observe all day long the full Avelis of Shiva, a fifth person, he wouldn't learn anyway, he's just not a subject, so he might have said he had a shiva also, he's a fellow. And he's not doing without learning mitzvahs to self. He would have watched television like this, like he's not going to watch television. So they still, he shouldn't volunteer shiva all day long, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with the full set of shiva. He should remove a little bit. He shouldn't observe everything, he should take off a little bit. Those are the two limitations that that right now. He also, the Mishnah has that on Chalamari, if somebody does a Chalamari, only those who are relatives of the maid are allowed to risk Kriya. Right, so it's in the Mishnah that if it's not Chalamari, so other people are permitted to volunteer. It's not about Tashri. Even if you rip up your gun, it's a hint about Tashri. So it says in the Mishnah, the Anamai Kutra says, on Chalamari, you're not allowed to volunteer to risk Kriya unless you're one of the children of the maid and you're the maid maker again. But not a Chalamari, you're going to kill you, volunteer to risk Kriya. Yes, the Ramah has such a meaning. He writes in certain parts of Germany, they will only risk Kriya. On Shabbos, you have to be only Kriya. You can have Yom Kishin, you're only Kriya. But on Chalamari, the Ramah quotes in certain parts of Germany, they will only risk Kriya if it's a parent who died. Any other relative, they wouldn't risk Kriya. So the Ramah says that even though there is such a meaning in certain parts of Germany, but it's against the din, he says that those people who come from those communities, so they should follow that meaning. Whoever doesn't come from such a community should not adopt that meaning because it's really improper. And the correction is, then a Chalamari, you risk Kriya on any relative. But on a non-relative, whom you're permitted to volunteer Kriya on the rest of the year, a Chalamari, you're not allowed to volunteer Kriya. It's like volunteering Kriya, it's like observing Avelis, a Chalamari. The relative is on the Kriya, that's not Avelis. It's not Avelis Lukut, it's Kriya Lukut. Avelis is not an aspect of Kriya, it's not an aspect of Avelis. But if someone else who's not a relative is going to volunteer to risk Kriya, that's already considered an aspect of Avelis. So to volunteer Kriya Chalamari, is that? So that's considered Yehu Gavela for Chalamari. You don't, there's no Avela. Kriya you have, right, Kriya you have even though there's no Shiva.
Right.
So that's exactly the right. The Kriya Lechud, Avela Lechud, that's one of the rayas that the Gemara has. The Kriya is not a form of Avela. So right, and Chalamari, there's no Avela at all because Chalamari, there's a Chiv, Simcha, the same as Anuantis. And nonetheless, there is a Dinus Kriya.
If you don't wear clothing
with
Kriya,
you
don't
have to wear the rest of the clothing. Okay, you have to wear... Okay, because Kalamad, you have to be the Simcha. So to walk around with clothing, Kriya, and Simcha. You have to wear nice Malbushim, Kalamad.
One tradition
seems to be
saying that one is
Shabbat Kriya,
and one is
Shabbat Kriya. Between Kriya and Avek. No, Kriya, as Gemara says, has to be Bishat Kriya, when the person is aggravated. The Kriya is to demonstrate that he is in an aggravated state, but it's not a Nihug of Avelus. It's not a Nihug of Avelus. If someone other than the relatives with Kriya, so that is taken as a Nihug of Avelus. So that's why they're not permitted to volunteer to risk Kriya, Chalamari. So if they're with Kriya, that's considered a volunteering Kriya, hates Avelus. And you're not allowed to be married Avelus on Chalamari. So when it's right with Kriya, that's not a Nihug of Avelus. That's just a demonstration of Chimam, that the person is aggravated. So the Mishnah says that when Sevi, the editor of Rabbi Gamliel, was a Talmud Chacham, when Sevi died, he was Mekabel Tankumis. Well, what was Mekabel Tankumis? What Shachmi and Nachmanov? He wasn't a relative. He wasn't related to his ever seen age. He sees in the Mishnah like that Ramam quoted that Gemara, the Gemara that we have there in the Gemara Shabbos. That if a person dies and he has no choice to sit Shiva, so the proper thing is that the community should have something to give Shiva, people should be...
But he was a Talmud. He was a Talmud.
He was a Talmud.
He was a Talmud. He was a Talmud. He was a
Talmud. He was a Talmud. He was a Talmud. He was a Talmud. He was a Talmud. He was a Talmud. He was a Talmud. He was a Talmud. He was a Talmud. He was a Talmud. He was a Talmud. He was a Talmud. He was a Talmud. He was a Talmud. He was a Talmud. He was a Talmud. He encouraged people to come to Menachem over him. The people weren't going to. He encouraged people to should come to Menachem over him. So they told me to miss him. I wrote about the Torah of Benishim. Come, 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 come. The Lord's going to explain why it's forbidden to do that. Less people will think that the Eben was a Ben Chorin, they'll think that they're related. So then they'll think that the Eben was really a Ben Chorin, he had a mistake in his children and his dead children, and you're permitted to marry them, and it's not so. You're not permitted to marry with Avodim and Shvapais. Then he said, Omer Lam, Sir Ben Gamliel said, no, there's an exception to the rule. Ain't that enough? You shall call Avodim, Koshar. Koshar means there was a Talmud Chacham.
So what do you do about this part of not mistaking of Yosin, it's still the name?
That's a chashash. That is correct. You're not mechuyev to be Menachem Oval if an Eved dies. He's not a relative to the Shaila, but it is prohibited too. So the Quran prohibited it because of a chashash of Yisrael. But that is Kavod HaTorah. He is a mitzvah to demonstrate Kavod HaTorah because he said he was a Tamchok. The Kavod HaTorah was more chashash than the chashash.
He was born in Eved.
The Gemara says later that there's an issue. The Gemara says there's a machlekes tatanayim rabbi Chisda rabbi Yehuda rabbi Shmuel. How to read the pasuk in the end of Chumash Vayikra?
Yeah.
It says liyoy lamahem tavoidim. It's achal tamash with nes machlekes yoresh et akuz atoylam liyoy lamahem tavoidim. So the pasuk has a contrast. If you have an evidiz vi, so he's going to be sheish. And he's going to the yovel, whichever one comes first, either after the 6 years or up, or when the yovel comes, whichever comes first, you go to. If you have an eved tanaini, the yovel man tavoid, the black man eved, the yovel, unless you break one of his rosh yivam, unless you break his tooth, unless you break his tooth, whatever. Right. But otherwise, the yovel man tavoid, the Rabbi Shmuel says that that's a rishus. If you want to, you can hold on to the eved tanaini forever, you don't have to see him after 6 years or up, you don't have to see him when it comes to the yovel. But if you do want to see him, you can say, follow Rabbi Shmuel, want to see the eved tanaini, what's the problem? And we talk like Rabbi Akiva that it's a chayva. Yerman Tavoid is a chayva. Then Hamashah Rabdoi, chayva be'etze. That is forbidden. That's what the Gemara calls a men's line of Amar Chomet Bey. So you're not permitted to be in a shakher and have it tonight. You remember the whole discussion that there was one time Rabbi Lezer who needed a minion and he freed his debit to be the sarafim to the minion. So the Enevit Tanai is not the first to the minion. The Gemara says, how are you allowed to do that? You're not allowed to free an Enevit Tanai. We talk to Rabbi Akiva like Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara says that was an exception to the rule. But that's what the Mishnah seems to be saying over here, that Koshahoya, since the Zedd Sevi was a Talmud Chochem, since the Zedd was a Talmud Chochem, so the being the Kabbal Tanfonin is a key on this of Kabbal Atharis. But the key I gave him is not there, the Rabbonim, the Asir, that you're not allowed to be the Kabbal Tanfonin, so I know the Shem and Yahuhu, the Yuchsin. It's more harsher, it's more important to be the kind of Mitzvah of Kabbal Atharis than to worry so much about the Yuchsin.
It could also be that since Sevi was known to be Ram Gamuya Sevi, there was no shy of Yuchsin that people will make a mistake. Everybody knew.
You do that. Okay.
How does it become a Kabbal Atharis? Possibly?
I don't know. Could be. The Gemara speaks about Nachr and learning Torah. So the Gemara says, and Nachr is not permitted to learn those parts of the Torah that are outside of Sheva Mitzvahs in Israel. He said, Nachr and Ezek and Ekelon. That's in the Sheva Mitzvahs in Israel. You can learn Rosh Mishpat, you can learn Harash, you can learn Moshe Moroshet. That is forbidden. Forbidden to teach Torah to Avgoy. So the Gemara says, but it's only forbidden outside of the Sheva Mitzvahs. Sheva Mitzvahs in Echad Goy may learn. So he, what if you have a Goy who spends a lot of time learning Torah? The same Shaman Tak and not Lukan. Maybe a Machana, maybe be a Kabbal HaTorah there also. Could be a Machana, yeah, I see that. You have such a good.
But if you had a Machana, but if you learn not to call Kabbal HaTorah, if you look at what called Shahir, he didn't wasn't afraid because he was a known Eved, then wouldn't apply to it. Maybe Ramuniya, he wasn't going
over his life, then would be a Hashar Shem Yalu, the Yuchtu.
Yeah, I think it's very true.
Nah, never is a chutz mekayin. This is the issue. So someone may think that he means. A great chalum and shul and they say, "A goy, he has a chalum of no shayt." And the shevet mitzvahs, never the day mine. He's only allowed land, seven mitzvahs. There will be a day Moshe.
And every time
he has to be
involved,
yeah. He's obligated to fulfill all the mitzvahs that a woman is obligated to fulfill. So he's only exempt from
any mitzvahs that a woman is obligated to
fulfill. Right.
Chasson, the Mosul Likus Kriyash Ma Gredu Shaila. Chasson, the Mosul Likus Kriyash Ma Laila Harishon Korei.
The thing is that a Chasson Laila Harishon is Chasson because he's nervous about the Gredu Shaila. What if he says he's gonna concentrate that he won't be work? So it's not a concentrate that he's committed to. Yeah, we had that Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel composed himself and he insisted he's gonna recite Kriyash Ma. But now that the Machalekis Hapalayim is not permissible now. So Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel says that his father, Rabbi Gamliel, was an exception to the rule. Only unusual tzaddikim are permitted, would be allowed them to recite Kriya Shema. And other people would say that they're bluffers and they're fakers, and it's also because of guidance. It's also because of magic in your life.
It's not the question of issue.
It's a question of it. It's also.
They thought of why did I say?
Because you are. Because that's what you are. I think no one sees. So what's the message to you? Nothing else? Maybe then there's no Easter. Maybe then there's no Easter. This is where the Yishalmi has the famous statement that David quotes in different places at the Sukhumakos. Kalapatam and Adela Vyaseyu, Mikra Hedges. But Yishalmi has it over here. He taught it from Kriyashma, and he does it. Yishalmi is saying that is Shita Shabashim and Gamliel. Tanakhama says it's not so. Chosen, if you want to say Kriya, from just say. If you say that you're calm, cool, and collected, and you're not nervous, and you're not tired, so say Kriya Shema, just say. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says no. Yishalmi says, why? Because Kalapata Manadav, and you say, you're Nikra Hed, you're right there. It's just because Mechit Yuhara. That Mechit Yuhara doesn't always apply. Let's say it's boring, and he wants to sit in the circus. That's what all of Yishalmi said. Kalapata Manadav, and say Nikra Hed, you. Well, it's the message you have there. He really demonstrates that he's such a tragic and a hostile and a hostic and it is. Yeah, the Rishon says that he wants to sit in Sukkot, he's not draining. That's what it means. Message you have. That's how the Rishon quotes the Yerushalmi. That the Yerushalmi says, Kalabasman Adam is a Nikra Hedyot. Why the Hedyot is a negative loss in Hedyot? Because message you have. Because he's acting in a holy fashion. To demonstrate that he's stronger than everybody else. The big Gemara Adon has Steerus. There are many Gemara's where it says not so, that a person, let's say a woman is part of from a Steerus side. And the Gemara Adon says the meaning is that they tell Steerus. If the Gemara says the meaning is that they don't tell Steerus.
Okay.
Let's say a woman is part of from Steerus, but then you do sit in the Steerus. A woman is part of from a Steerus. And they then chat to her. They said, bro, a sheikh for them not to go to Shabbat. She said, call a Fatman of Ali, I say, you make her a head, yo.
And you know, I'm going to go to Shabbat.
No, One woman is
coming
to the let's say, only men attend. One woman comes to attend the shiur, and she sits in the front to the back in the middle.
So that's not the
that's not the best thing. But others say a little differently, because then you're going to get into trouble. They're going to say, one woman wants to attend this year, and one that's interested. So you're going to say, no, it's prohibited because Matthew, you are a...
No, it's not prohibited, because she can say that other women see that they wouldn't understand it. She feels she'll be able to
understand it. The Briska used to say, that the Rishon say this, not just the Briska, they say it depends. The only time they say it's called Fatma Adavis and Nikra Hedya, if there's no keel on it. If there's no keel on it. If he sits in the sukkah when it's raining, the dinner patient can't do it. So if he sits on the plane, there's no team on you. So then, if you want to volunteer it anyway, so that's messy key. What are you volunteering? There's no team on you, there's nothing. There's no work you've done. So all you're accomplishing is namish yuhara. But let's say a woman is going to have Ben Chester. She's terrified in the middle of the earth. She has a team on you, Susie's not Mechuyah, because you don't say that the woman is Shekhsaru. Even according to the practice that the Sadim hold that the women are prohibited to say, Abraha, this is not a Shekhsaru, this is not a Shekhsaru. I don't see because it's not true, it's not Sivanu, it'll be a Brahma Matala, but you still don't say that, that it's meaningless for the woman to then Shekhsaru. The Gemara says, if there's such a thing as Hanan and Silver Vios, he said, then you wouldn't say Nikra had your wife, Nikra. Oh, so that's what they say, that's a Chasim. Yeah, so he doesn't have a Shekhsaru. He's bluffing. He's really most of it. He's such a tzaddik, such a husband of wisdom, my brother Gamaliel. So he can concentrate. He can even see a thought from his nervous system, and he'll concentrate. He's mechuyev. He's mechuyev to say kriyashma. But if he's not such an unusual person, like a tzaddik, then we assume that he is nervous. So if he's nervous, then there's absolutely no key on to say kriyashma without Kabbalah Kriya Shamiz, without Kabbalah Samachshma. There is no key on mitzvah, that he insists nonetheless that he wants to say the Kriya Shema. It's a lot of divorce and it's not, there's no key on mitzvah, that's the same as sitting in the rain. So what did he accomplish? You have a, that's called you have a. That's what they said, there's only you have a, when there's no key on mitzvah. When there is a key on mitzvah, when there is a key on mitzvah, then you can't say that it's not secure. But then the Shaila comes, so how do you know how to determine when there is a key on mitzvah and when not?
Like you,
he's mechuyev, the same as the man. Here's the mechuyev, the death of Shulchan Aruch says, the Mishnah Berurah says, it's not nice that a woman should say he was going to the husband, because that implies that the husband is not able to say Yiddish. Because what, sometimes the wife knows how to say Yiddish better than the husband. So it's an embarrassment to the husband. The husband was supposed to recognize the problem that it's being done to the husband, that he's one supposed to be learning in the yeshiva and he should know how to pronounce Kiddush, and she knows better than him, so that's improv, to be going to the husband.
But maybe it's not with Mexico.
You should put on a tumor and put it on his
shoulder. Yeah,
because that's the key. So the shine is why, but he has the key.
Yeah.
So what key does he have, Nick? He says, he says, don't pass my job anytime. So what key does he have? Whenever you have, that's what you say, whenever you have a makalik, you hit, from the Rashi and Rabbi Natan. So Mikra, then we pass my crash. Because a lot of people do like Rabbi Natan. He is Chassidus. But he's not known as a Chassid.
Yeah.
But my name is, that's what you have. There's no key, there's no key, because the deal is not so. So, but by a person who you do as one who observes Midas Chassidus, so this is a Midas Chassidus. What exactly is the Midas Chassidus to be Chassidus and Rabbi Natan Shita? Kavet HaMidah HaChamit. No, Kavet HaMidah HaChamit. That's what Soloveitchik said, the name of his father, Moshe Soloveitchik. That the Ramor has a lot of time, in the other day, has a lot of issues. A lot of times he has chumrit. And then he says, the Machm has to be Ruba is Mutter. There is Shabbos is Mutter. The Avorachim is Mutter. What kind of a din is that? That is Hosler, and the Machm has to be Ruba, the din change, is that is Mutter? So the Ramor writes in the introduction to the Sarat HaChato, the Ramor has a stake on the other day, called Sarat HaChato. So a lot of his sheepers are explained. That's what he wrote first. He writes in Rav Zalman that whenever we have this practice that something is awesome, but we often have to move it's mutter, what it really means is that Nikra Din, we pass it at its mutter. And it's only a chumrah, and we often have to move it, so we revert back to Nikra Din. So what exactly is that chumrah? Shalom, we often have to move it. Why are we machmas to be able to that shita? What is the Nikudas HaChumrah? That's what Soloveitchik used to say, and then his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, the chumrah is, Mishum Kweif HaMidach HaChumrah. Since Rabbi Natan holds God with him like this, in question, Rabbi Natan will not accomplish anything 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 Or there's a machlokes is a person about something, so we pass him one way, but there are other person who holds by care, and he should say, Shachom and Plaini, so we are machmer, one time I want to be machmer for that sheep, but then he should say, Shachom and Plaini. A person to push the power of Bozi, so Chayshish, all year long, he's done the Chavit HaMirach HaChom, so he's the person who's Yadua, that he observes a lot of times, yeah, he's Mechabed, his local rabbi, he's alive. But he's one of the Mechabed, he's one of the living rabbis, and not only that, he wants to be Mechabed, even those who are no longer with the living, and goes out of the way, even if they have those who won't pass the life, out of respect for all the great courage, I think that if he's such a person, he's just oozing over, bubbling over with Kol Tamil HaKam, and fine. But he's a positive person, so then he said, but it's Mechabed, you are, what do you mean by him, it's Kol Tamil HaKam, it's not? You know that it's not called Tamil HaKam.
It doesn't have to be a strong energy of both things at once.
That's what Rav Soloveitchik claimed. That's what he said. But it says in the Mechaber, Mechaber writes, you should wear tefillin, everybody should wear tefillin in the town, but all about the should wear, but only those who are muvzakim as chassidim and shemayim. That's how Mechaber writes some kind of a lesson like that. The Rav Soloveitchik thought that the Mechaber meant the following. The Mechaber is recommending, like the stars in this way, that they wear tefillin in the town at the same time.
That,
together, they wear, because not the eight more and this is one day's way out. So you wear two shoyads at the same time, two shaloshes at the same time, it's going to be obvious. But it's not about faces. So they only have to wear two at the same time, so much of one is good and one is no good. Then there's no about faces. So obviously, we're doing the Rashi, I've been on top two different kinds, and point to this sheet to the other one is nothing, point to that sheet to the other one is nothing. So to wear two at the same time, then it's mamish mochiach wakol, you demonstrate that you're being machmel like the Rabbi in a tam sheet. But that's what the Mechaber said, only one is mukhzik, as a balmaisin, is in the back of the list, and he's allowed to wear two in the Rashi and a tam at the same time. But to wear the Zerach HaZeh, let's say to wear a shul, to wear two in the Rashi and a tam, to wear two in the Rabbi in a tam. So that's what Rashi thought, that it doesn't say in the Shulchan Aruch that you're not mukhiyut. So he thought that everyone is obligated to put on two in the Rabbi, according to the Shulchan Aruch. He himself doesn't put on, he didn't put on two in the Rabbi, on the whole lifetime. And I think maybe he did it help. I don't think so. So the Rav said, I remember when we learned to fulfill him in Shia, they said he thought that the Mechaber just means that only one of Mufsik Bachatidis is allowed to wear both at the same time because he's demonstrating that he's being Machmel to the Torah Rav in the town. But according to our practice, that you wear one after the other, then you only wear one set of Tzulim about Tachas. So it doesn't really prove anything. So he thought that everyone should be, according to the Mechaber, strictly speaking, everyone should be obligated to wear Rashi and Rav in the town. As a topic that I should look at. We hold today, after the going to school, we don't hold that it's a topic that I should. We're going to the school, I've been in and he said, it's a bad bag, you pass my class, that's the end of the story. There's no topic. So after all, he thought that the Mechaber held that it was a real topic, and you should really wear, everyone should really wear Rashi and Rabbi Natan, but to wear both Rav Zachas, that's only for those who are absorbed in the mountains. I don't think so. No, you only wear when it was a child, he says, when he grew up and he developed this, he says, you only wear when you're out there in the time. No, only after a bracha, that's the conclusion of the series of brachas. Right? We hold it, that's the beginning of the month. That's the same as finding Yerushalayim. So one is obligated to recite on it. After a series of brachas. So the bracha before Hallel, the bracha after Hallel. So that's a series of brachas, so you have to say on it. If the Ishtabach, you have Baal Shem and Yishalayim. No, no. If you said the bracha, what did you have to say on it? But if you have a series of brachas, so the name RMA is a statement of a conclusion. No, he's not demonstrating that he's on a higher madrega than he is. We know that he is on that madrega. He is a foul madrega. It's improper for a person to act as if, to put on an act as if he's on a higher madrega than he really is. He's not on that madrega. And if he puts on this act, and there's no team on this at all, it's just an act, but then it's Matthew to Europe. That it says only applies to a mitzvah that the person is obligated to do. It's mechiyah to do it. So it doesn't matter. But let's say to volunteer something, to start something new, then it says has to be lishma. That you have to do. He talks about being mechadish tayyum. He talks about learning. So he says if you learn Rosh Hashanah, you learn more Rosh Hashanah in order to show that you know, in order to win a contest, in order to win an award. He says as long as you learn Rosh Hashanah, it's okay. But to be mechadish something, shalom lishma, or to print a sefer, shalom lishma, or to found a yeshiva, or to found a new shul, because you want to get shlishi all the time. That's what he has a chicken about that malach. Because there was a rabbi, there was a retired rabbi, who had shlishi with a talachachon, And then he retired, and he got me in a shul, but there was another person who was a rabbi. And obviously he didn't get shlishim, he didn't get shiras hayam, and he didn't get aliyah, he didn't get chazak, didn't get all the fancy aliyahs. And his daughter said, Zayin Atayah. So he founded a new minion, so Kavan Atayah, so the big of Kavan Atayah. And other Balabakim thought that it was a little... So the Nesiv has a tshuva, the Meshiv Dabar, which is, he has a steam in a few places in his son, and he had it in the tshuvas also, it's not Stam HaDrosha. So he parenthes all the steam from Shas about this. Gemara Torah sometimes says that those who learn, you always ask God of Tevet to Shlosh and Tav Shlosh Mah, Shlosh Mah, you always learn in Shlosh Mah, the Lutz of Shlosh Mah. And the Rabbi Gemara says, terrible, terrible, that one Lutz of Shlosh Mah, Nareach Lai, would have been better, and then Nefkosh Shal Yata Al-Fan, would have been better that in the state of an embryo, he should have died, he should have never have been born, he should have never come out of his mother's womb. He should have died in embryo. So how do you answer the spirits of Rashi in terms of giving the standard answer? That there are two kinds of Shlosh Mah. There's one Shlosh Mah, where he wants to make money, he wants to get covered, he wants to make money, because that's not nice, but still he learned about Shabbat Shema, he says still Shabbat Shema. But if you learn Kedei Lekanter, you do mitzvahs and you learn in order to show the other people that you're, to show off that you're bigger than them, to show them up, Kedei Lekanter, so that's what Rashi tells you, that's when the Gemara says that it's not called even that, but Shul Yotah Fala. But the Gemara doesn't say, you don't find that you're going to get Gemara Gufra. It's in the camp to show up the other people to be mavaz of the others, as opposed to just, I want to get covered, I want to get money. So the Nesiv claims that when you like all the Gemaras, the one Gemara is talking about learning about the state, the other one is talking about being mechadish chidushikar. But to be mechadish chidushikar is only mutal lishma. And then he extends it to be mechadish to found a new yeshiva. If you have the yeshiva crowded, you have to found a new yeshiva. If you have no bread, you have to found. But if you're founding a new yeshiva, then you want to be our Rosh Yeshiva. You want to have the cover. You want to be the president of the yeshiva. They won't let you be the president of that yeshiva. You got to found your own yeshiva. Be the president of your own yeshiva. You want to found a new shul. The other shul is not so overcrowded. You want to found a new shul that they should give you shlishi all the time. Because that's not the mishul. Whenever you're doing Dabar Mechudis, like it says in 50 others, Chaloski Malan Tzibur, Yoski Malan L'Shem Shamayim. Why? Because that's coming. When it comes to our mitzvah, that's the state of favorites. You have to shake a lulav, you have to sit the sukkah, you have to wear a talus, you have to wear tefillin, you have to say krishma. There's a delineated nighttime mitzvah. This is what you have to do. You have to learn gemara, you have to learn daf yomi, whatever. I did what the state, I did on the books what you have to do. So there, even if you do shalosh shmah machmir shalosh, but whenever there's a din, it doesn't say on the book. It's a little hazy. When the sarakas ben lachacham, you have to go to a demonstration. You have to find yeshiva. The state is saying when shulchan aruch and the gemara starts going to demonstrations. Found the yeshiva said, yeah, haskolah, those three matzibos, those go to the shul meetings and they vote and they speak and they tumble and so on. They don't say, there are no rules and regulations about this. The haskolah has to be done, the shem shamayim. If it's not done the shmah, there's no kima mitzvah at all. When you shake a lulav, you shook a lulav. Whether you had this come on, you just shook a lulav. Satan did, that's what you had to do. But going to meetings and all these kind of things, that's only a kima mitzvah. If you do it, the shem shamayim. If you don't do the shem shamayim, there's no kima mitzvah at all. Let's see, the Gemara discusses now this ASIC that Rabbi Gamliel allowed himself, he should have had to listen to him, he days in the middle of Shiva. The Chazim, you're not permitted to. But there is a Machlekes in Rishonim regarding the observance of Shiva, is any of this deraisa or is everything all in the Rabbanah? So the Ramon, at the end of Yeridei, towards Kimat, the very end, next to the lesson, in Yeridei Paskin, Lashita Satesus, that all Avelis is all in the Rabbanah. Everything is all in the Rabbanah. And the Mechaber Paschim is like the Sheep of Chalit or HaRamam, the Hazaonim, that Avelis Yom Rishon is the right law, that everyone has to observe an Avelis during Shiva, so the first day of Shiva they have to be observed through a Raisa, provided of course that it's the Yom HaMitzvah of HaBura. Let that person dies on Sunday and it's Bura on Monday, but that's already not their right. But if the person dies on Sunday and it's Bura on Sunday, so the Avelis that's observed on that day, on the Yom HaMitzvah of HaBura, so the Rambam, the reason is greater, and the Mechaber Paschim is like that, all that that's their right. What's an Afkimina, whether it's the right of the Rabbanon? My Afkimina, we observed even the Rabbanon also. What's the difference whether it's the right of the Rabbanon? But the Nafkemina, appears in the Tesis later. That's on that dot, Tati. And then Zion, on the day, those who quote the Sheet of the Halachas Gedolah is the second Tesis. Halachas Gedolah has the following din. This is a big Machlokes in Shulchan Aruch, in the Chavin Ramah. The Halachas Gedolah from the Goyim says, if someone dies on Yom Tov Sheni, they'll call it the last day Tesis. The eighth day Tesis in Kutzor, so the second day Rosh Hashanah. Or since I started the ninth day of the Sukkot of the second day of Shavuot. not the second day yontif is Kalamori. He died with there, 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 yontif, which is, and when I tell you, it's the yontif. And if we're on that day, the thing is that you can make a tour of Yavushen, I did, right, my day, so whatever, different people have had to make a tour of Yavushen. And let's say, the last day yontif is Yerin HaMisa V'Hakvura. According to the Shita Saramam Halifa HaGorim in the Tzach of the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch is, that Avelis Yavushen is Daraisa. So you have to observe the Avelis Daraisa. Either Tzach Yontif, but he says, no, the Yontif is only with the Rabbanim there. And since the Avelis Yavushen is Daraisa, who is the Hedgego and whoever heard that the Yontif is the Rabbanim and Avelis is an Avelis Daraisa? So you have to observe the Avelis Daraisa.
Maybe 3 years should have been
No, that says you don't do Kriya. You said you don't do Kriya. You don't do Kriya. But what about the Nihil Gavela? What about the Nihil Gavela? So the Baha'i calls that you do observe Avela. You can do that. Yes, that lack of the Sheva Alta. Right, that's what the other Rishon hold, the Sheva Alta.
You mean
we
have Kriya without
Avela?
You have both. You have Kriya without Avela, there are Avela without Kriya.
Right.
On the Yom Tov Sheni, you're going to the Baha'i, you have the Avelas.
Okay.
Avelas and Mishan, you don't have Kriya. It's the Yom Tov.
But why are you saying only the case that the world of the Avelas?
Yeah, but then they wouldn't say their opinion that he should observe Avelas on the Yom Tov Sheni, because then the Avelis would only be the Rabbana. The only time they hold that Avelis of Shiva is their Eitzah, is Avelis Yom Rishon, the first day of Shiva, the Pan Mishnah Kalisa Ki Yom Mar. The Iker Merari is Chagyam, but the Iker Bidinus of the Avelis is one day, and the one day is only because the Yom HaMisa Zehat Vuh, which is the same day that the person died and was buried. On that day, comes the Gmeradim of Yom Ahud, then the Avelis Yom Rishon, to the end of that day is their Eitzah. But if the person died, let's say, 2-3 days in a row, the person died the first and the second day. Right, unless the person is buried on the same day that's at night. Sometimes it happens like that. Yom HaMisa about two. Person dies at night and it's buried by Yom. It's not so long time. Yes, yes. And it's based on that subject. It's based on that subject. Achalti, achalti, chayon, yes, except that Rahman says he has a din of aninus, and the din aninus, the right is not permitted to eat my shesheng, it's not permitted to eat kabbal, it's not permitted to be makrus kabbal, and there's a din of aninus. The sheet is hagoin, and the Rahman is not only is it going to get to aninus, but it's amigdush, and simcha, and kabbal, and zera, and kachim, all the din of aninus are flying in our Torah as well. So therefore they're of the opinion that if there's a tiyon, aninus, and the later they learned it, Lezda Yom is only a simcha in the Rabbanan, and the Avelis Yom Rishon is a zinger, right? So we all have to observe Avelis. And Tosis disagrees with the Bahar, and they say that that's how the Ramos says. They disagree with what we have to do it. And one reason, number one, is Yesh Kach Yacham Lachem 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 Well, Rosh Hashanah told on Hashem they prohibit us from going Shaifer. The Sukkot told on Hashem they prohibit us from shaking the Mulehim and that's the Dinah. Shaifer also, they prohibited us from observing the Avedah Shafim until Shalayim and that the Avedah Shavishim would be the right. Although the Al-Kulam, the main thing is, the Tayshah Sheet is, like the Ramah Kortz, we don't hold that anything is the right. The whole Avedah Shavim is on the Rabbah. Ashtay Kapar to the Chal Pechah to Chayorim, is the Dinah of Avedah Shavishim. So they said that's only for Maitre Sheini, and for Kachshim, and for Afrobis, for Bunin, it doesn't apply to the Dinah of Avedah. So that's the Nafkinin of the Dinah. If you have a mission of the right, it's a dense finish and still dinga, but then it's time for the Bahag and the Ramam and the Mitzvah, all such a sheep. That you have to observe the Avelis Yom Rishon with the Yom HaMisa V'Hakvura with the Yom HaMisa V'Hakvura. This is all based on a Gemara in Moikot, in the beginning of the third parish of Moikot, in the Gemara, the Gemara says that one does not observe Avelis on Yom Tov. So the Gemara asks, why not? So the Gemara says that it's a stira, it's either one or the other, either you have Simchas Yom Tov or you have Avelis. Avelis is a steer to Simchas Yom Tov, even though that they're walking around barefoot per se. It's permissible on Yom Tov. But if he walks around barefoot because of Avelis, that's a steer to Simchas Yom Tov. If he walks around barefoot, the shame of Avelis. That's a steer. But the Gemara says that since Simchas Yom Tov is a mitzvah de Rabim, that everyone is obligated to observe, and Avelis is only a chayvus ayochid, so we have whenever you have a steer between the two, so we say the last we have to do Rabim, the double we have to do Yochid. Since the whole Father's Torah was obligated, to observe Simchas Yom Tov, and this Aver is able to Yochid after Yochid, it's only Aver is Yochid. So the Yeshid Rabbin is very clear the Yeshid of the Yochid. So the Rishon will ask a kasha over there, what does it more have to say? The reason why one doesn't observe Aver is on Yom Tov is because this essay has to be onto the stronger than the essay of Avedis, because this is an essay of the Rabbin, and this only an essay of the Rabbin. It's just simple. The Simcha Gyanta is a mitzvah deraita, and Avedis is only a mitzvah deraita. So the mitzvah deraita takes precedence. But this kasha has a whole literature on Rishonim. So the Rishonim said, apparently the Gemara is talking in a situation where they're both on the same level. The Simcha Gyanta and the Avedis are both on the same level. The fact that the Simcha Gyanta is deraita and Avedis is deraita, they're both on the same, what do you mean both on the same level? So Taisus holds in one direction, and all the other direction. Taisus says, Taisus tells us from Moscow, Rishon, this is given that there's no din about Avedis Zerayis. When it says, Yechalti Chatos Hayom, this is the din of Aminis, that's only from like the Shemiyah, from Kachim, and Sahakrovis Kavan. All the din of Avedis, Shiva, Shlesh, and Yitzhak, Chayish, everything was only with the Rabbanah. So why doesn't the Gemara say simply that Simchas Yonah is an Eser Zerayis, if it takes precedence over the Avedis, it's only the Rabbanah? The Taisus says, it's worth talking about this man as there, where there's no Simchas Yontov derayis. When it says in the Chumash, with the Mach, the Chagecho, that only right, this man should be Tamid Yishaya Kayam, when you eat the Sarkot Bonus. This man should be Tamid Yishkayam, you fulfill Simcha by eating the Sarkot, any Simcha of the Sarkot. But the man should be Tamid Yishkayam, that the Gemara says, that you drink the Ayin, that's only with the Rabbanah. And after he just has no way to fulfill Simchas Yontov with man as there. The Taisus holds it more in what Kotlin is discussing with man as there. This man should be Tamid Yishaya Kayam. But there's a real mitzvah, Simchas Yontov derayis. Abade, also Yasek Yontov, the Dachel Yasek Daveris. Because Yasek Yontov is derayis. Yasek Daveris is the Rabbanon. But his man is there, that the whole Yasek Simchas Yontov is known as the Rabbanon, so they don't have any korbanes. So for what good reason do we prefer to say that the Simchas Yontov is Derech Daveris? The man came up with a new reason, that even though Simchas Yontov is not only the Rabbanon, that's the Yasek Daveris. And Daveris only Yasek Daveris, so that's expected. The guy of a father with the same kasha to live, and the Rambam is not a father with the same kasha. Why doesn't the Gemara say that Simchas Yontov is derayis and Avedis is derabbanan? So they go the opposite direction and say, no, that's not from Dan. Avad is Simchas Yontov is derayis. What do you mean? Take a party and say, only a child is in front of me, and maybe shall cry. No! That's the one talking to me to tell us this. You always have to do the maximum that you can do for Simcha. So the bunch of this means to show you kind of anything, kind of the thoughts of Shlomi. Do more. Start watching. You'll see the fair Hashem. So about it, the Simcha is the maximum of Hashem. Start watching. This one thing based on this time, so the maximum you can do is tap off of the eye, tap off of the eye. But this man doesn't say that this man is there, Simcha Tiyan, he's going to the Rabbanah, no. About this Simcha Tiyan, they're right, people of this man is there. So what do you need to reason? Not the Esther, not the Esther. So they say, because sometimes Avelus is the right. When is Avelus going to be the right? It's your reason. Your niece's word, the Avelus will be your right. So in that case, when you have a Kura on Yontif, when you have a Kura on Yontif, Yontif is not there, they knock him. You have a Kura on Yontif, the niece and the Kura was on Yontif, so the Avelus is their right. Nonetheless, the Simchas Yontif takes precedence to the Avelus, because that's the Rebbe Rabbis and the Rebbe. That's the mocker of the Machlekes between Taisus and the Gur. And the Machlekes also is, how you learn the Pshat in Chumash, the Chalti Chashas Hayoi, Hayoi indicates that there's a din of Avelus, Yom Rishon, something. The Taisus Shita is that's only for Marcheshani, and Achilas Kachim, Hakrovitz Karbon, as Manish, doesn't like anything else. And the reason, the Rambam, the Goyim, and the Mechab, the Pashtun, like them, hold not true. That the Echad, the Echad, the Chayoyim, even goes on all of the Nehugi Shiva. That the Nehugi, the observances of Shiva, on the first day of Shiva, are there right. It's a Jem HaMitzvah Vatur. So the Shadow there, how is going to be this Gemara? How is Taisus going to be this Gemara? The Gemara says over here, that the Amriel was Rachat, Laila HaIshra, the Shemesha Ishra, his wife died in the daytime, and his wife was in the, wife died in the morning, and his wife was in the afternoon, and after Shkia, he took a bath at night. We discussed like the Gashala, how do you take a bath at night? I see it in Tosfos. You take good, you take off your clothes. It's a thing for the Gemara. Also, Lama Lara was now there. It's improper. The Gemara says, Kodesh Shokhanach, you're not allowed to stand naked in front of the light. So if you take a bath in the daytime, so the sun shines in. You take a bath at night, how do you stand naked? In the dark. It's very dangerous. You can slip. So there's all discussion in that going what you do. Okay. Whatever. But the mission says clearly, there's a clear moon night. Right. They took a bath at night, he said. So the Gemara has a shayla. That's all discussion in our famous. That's all the kibbutz is. And you see the mirror from that. Some people are very machmir by Laila, and then by Yom to go to work, so they're very machmir. The first time I make them. The money to the first time I make
them. How do you determine the time that when you get if the Misha and the Steward is before Yom? Suppose the Misha is not there on the first day Yom gets Ben Arboim. Then you stop at Yom, stop at Laila. And the Kula is on the next day. How do you cover it? How do you cover
it? Yeah,
you're
stopping.
You're stopping.
According to the Rambam, it doesn't matter anyway, because the Rambam says all Averis anyway, the Rambam. According to the Rambam, there will be a Sotik Darai to become it. Be a Sotik Darai to become it. The Gemara said before, earlier from the Mishnah, that Ovo Yom Rishon doesn't work to him, only Ovo Yom Rishon. Okay. So some, the Ramban quotes some Dvarim who say that then I love it, that Ovo Yom Rishon doesn't work to him, is only applicable in the case when it's a Yom HaMitzvah HaTzvur. He says that's all the Shittasim. That these Dvarim held the Shittasim that Adel Yom Rishon is only their right there when it's Yom HaMitzvah HaTzvur. So they held the Shittasim that the Obelisk didn't work to him, only on Yom HaRishon when the Yom HaRishon is their right. But the Ramban writes that you hold like the Bali Abesus, the Ramban says all the way to Ramot Paskin. But Abesus Yamishim is also the Rabbanon, so it doesn't make a difference. First day, Yamamitsa Batur or not. So he says when the Gemara says Abel Yamishim doesn't make sense, even if it's not the Yamamitsa Batur. So all Machlekes and Achleinim about that. And most of the Achleinim say that, like the Ramban, it doesn't make sense to say like that. In some communities they have such, some Achleinim are not like that. That the Abel doesn't wear tefillin only if it's the Yamamitsa, which was the Yamamitsa Batur. But if the Misa was yesterday and the Kura today, then you should put on tefillin. If it comes back, you have to be on Minu. The Kodman Misa makes Musa Lafam does the Lenin. But after the Kura, then you should put on tefillin that day. And most of the folks will say, not so. That's the deal of Abel Yom Rishon, that you don't listen. What are you going to say? It's only called Abel Yom Rishon if it's a Yom Misa Bakura. That whole word, Yom Misa Bakura, only has significance if you're all like the Mechaber. The talks about the Ramam, the Rishon Gordon, that Yom Misa Bakura is a thing of Avelis Erech. But the Ramam doesn't talk like that. So I'm not like a Sanchez that we should all like that. Just I'm not to that point. No, no, you're not to get it to go. Before the Kura... Yeah, what do you mean? What's not the same thing? So up until the Levaya, before the Levaya, has it been a Levaya? So no, it doesn't make any problems, it doesn't make any problems. After the Levaya. Not Zinka, you have to die. And the Talus is put aside, it didn't put on Talus and Talus cup in the morning, it put on Talus cup in the afternoon. You wear Talus and Zinka. What about filling? So most Achreinim ask him that he's not allowed to put on film. That's a Din of Abel Yom Rishon doesn't put on film. And somehow that he does put on film. Why? Because the old Din of Abel Yom Rishon doesn't wear tefillin. Where do you find the difference between the Yom Rishon and the rest of the day of the Shiva? That's the Shita Harifa Rambam, when the Yom Rishon is the Yom Hamitzvah Batur. But if he died on Sunday, the Torah was on Monday, so today is not the Yom Hamitzvah Batur, so it doesn't have that special status of Abel Yom Rishon. That's what some Achreinim ask him again.
When you mention to the Etzani,
yeah, that's it. Kozman is still in the state of Aminus. He's caught in the Kozman. Man, Aminus said he's offered to do this with part of an answer. That's one of the rabbis. Yeah, that's one of the rabbis. If you could sit there, I can't
do it. Married to the baby from the Yusman.
Even to wash his face before water, it's not called an avelet. There's a nihil gavelet, not a bay. There's a nihil gavelet, not to wear shoes. That's not wearing shoes and shoes is an Easter. It's not an Easter. There's a nihil gavelet to go yachet. Not to have nihil gavelet. If the Bezi tells him, don't do that nihil gavelet, that's called shei gavelet. It's not called kumiyat. The Yiddish Gemara has like this. In Bokhan, that's what it says. There is an achleke satana in Rashiko. There's love in that sense. There is an achleke satana in that part of the Gemara says, in Pasha Shmini, that Amen according to the Achal, the Chatsu Chayim, Hayika Be'en Hashem. He says, I haven't seen a Bonin today, my two sons died, so I'm not committed to eat Korbanos. No one's allowed to eat Korbanos in the same Bonin. And when he says, the Achal, the Chatsu Chayim, the thing is that Nisha Meitav Utalafanav is not permitted to fulfill mitzvahs that's only up until the Kura. But after the Kura is 12 o'clock and he comes home from the sun, he's at 1 o'clock, he has to daven minchah. And he does say Asher Yotzen, he does say, then he has to wash and bench his family, so he does everything regular. Ours is still the same day, it doesn't matter, it's still the same day. That's only called Masha Meitav Utalafanav, he doesn't do any mitzvah. But for the guest of Izdin, of Aninus, that the Oynan is also to eat like a Shani, and also to eat Kotchim, and is also to be Makar Kabbalah, that's even after the Kura. That's the tension, that's the thing that I said. That's even after the Kura, he's forbidden to eat like a Shani until the end of the day. That's the Kotchim, Yechal Techat Fayyam. The Rashi in Zvachim, Rashi in Gila, Rashi in a few places writes like that. The oil in the dot that the green carbonate is only up until the Pura. And after the Pura is moving. So Taitis in Zvachim asks on the Rashi that it's wrong. And the Rashi in the Gila writes that the Shagakari and the Toyemen asks that the Rashi is against the Gemara. The same is wrong. Rashi is very Rashi writes that the oil in the dot of feet might be shady and also feet touching. And that's what the Makkos Kabbalah says, Oilin Shabbat is a Vedot of Tzula, the Makkos Kabbalah is possible. So Rashi says, Kov Mashal on Yisrael. It's against our law. Let's just have mentioned about the Baba Shereba, I said that. When the Baba Shereba was in Yeshiva when his mother died, 30 years ago. His mother died a long time ago. The Rav Shalom Eichik went to be Menachem Ovo. They hadn't talked at the time of Shalom Eichik went to be Menachem Ovo. Rabbi Elbert was there. One is the editor of Hafardic. And he wrote it up in Hafardic. So the Baba Shereba's mother died and everybody came to Menachem Ovo. And among the many people were me, and Rav Shalom Eichik, and this way right too happened to be there. And he writes that he's talking to me, so that's what Lechik said in Klius once. He said he just got a letter from the Lubavitcher Rebbe. In the middle of nowhere, apropos to nothing, he couldn't remember. You know, what did the Lubavitcher Rebbe send him a letter for? Then he started to think, to remember, oh yeah, he says he went to the Menachem Ovo Lubavitcher Rebbe, and he started to talk and learning with him, because Abela, so the Rebbe mentioned that the Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnayis, in Masechet Maaseh Sheni, that an oinon is not allowed to eat Maaseh Sheni, he says, like, how to be any menu, is only forbidden up until the Kavur. And that's like Rashi. So you know, Dr. Rebbe said it to Rashi Oveshik. So Rashi Oveshik said that he told the Rebbe to came as well. To the Tzad HaRama. The Gemini was Tzad HaRama. So the Rashi Rebbe said, Raisin. So he's not the Gemini one. So he said, Adapt is Raisin to the Tzad HaRama. So he didn't go to get it. So a month later, the Lubavitcher Rebbe said, when he got over the Shivan, at times, so he sent Rav Shalom Eichik a letter. Rav Shalom Eichik didn't remember what it was, and then it came back to him. He sent him a letter. You should look in the Pirush HaMishnayis, it says what I said, but I looked in the new translation, the Kapach division, there's a new translation from the original Arabic, and it says like you said. That it's a misprint. That the old translation has a misprint, but it translated the words wrong. Either misprint, or Madura, or Rishonim, whatever. There are quite a few discrepancies, major discrepancies between the new translation and the old translation. So this is one of them, that the old translation has like the Rashi, the Shari Rashi, the basis in the Achronim says against the Gemara. And the new translation says, the Lady Gemara says, that the Din is that the Oinen is also left on my Shani and Kashin is also the Hakar Kasanis, is not only called Man Shemesa Muta Rafana, called Man that Shalom Nikra Hameis. I feel like Hakash Nikra Hameis, the Pasuk says, Nechad Nechad Nechayon Kolayon. So the Gemara has a Machlekes in Zvachim that started Pesach and says, what about the night following the first day? Because in Kashin we have a Din, Halay Lahar Lachachayon. In Kulin, the Gemara said the same, Shemashach is Kulin, Gemara says in Kulin, 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 the Din is, Halayon Halachachar Halay, when it comes Pesach Kulin, that's the beginning of the day, until next Pesach Kulin. In Kulin, this is Fakir, that Halay Lahar Lachachayon. If you bring a card in Kashikashin, it says, Nechad Yom Halayon. So that shows that you can be, the Elurim don't become Nisabalim until Amud HaShachar, because that's the end of the Yom. Halayla HaKachayam, the night follows the day. So the Elurim has a Machlek in Satanam, it's often that's what it says. How do you read the Tosin? Lachav, Lichat, the Sayyarim, but the Raymen is forbidden to eat Korbonus, and forbidden to be Makruf Korbonus, and forbidden to eat Maisa Shein, is that only up until Shia, up until Shia, up until Shia, even Laila Shacharov is also awesome in our Torah. The Rabban is Zicharot. Aminus Laila Zicharot. The only Machlek is Hatayim is Aminus Laila, the Laila is Rabban. The Laila after the Kavur. If the Nate was Hatayim on Yitzvah, someone died on Monday and is not going to have a Levi until Tuesday. So Monday night is Zichar. There's a din of Aminus Zerai. It's called Mashal on Yitzvah made. And I think the Gemara has such a case that the night after for sure is not. It's not Aminus Zerai. I'm very doubtful. But let's say someone died on Monday morning and the Kavur was Monday afternoon. So it says the Chalpi Chatzis Hayyan, he still has the Din of Anin, he still has the Din of Anin, and he gets the Maizah Shem, and he touches him, and I call it Kavadis, and what is that? The night after, the result on Anin is Laila, but that's the Machlekes on Anin is Laila, the right to the Rabbah. So the Gemara has a comment over here. So Rabbi Gamliel, when did he take the death? There was a Kavura, the Nisa Kavura, and then it came the night, so the night after the Yom Harisha was up, he buries, there was still in the middle of Shiva, so he said he has a Hetanist in it. So the Gemara says, my time is the Rabbi Gamliel, what is this Hetan based on? And he can tell me what the Hetan is based on. Hetanist on it, Hetanist in it. So the Gemara says, not so partial, not so simple. Kosova, he holds number one, I mean, it's Lila Drap on it. And this Machlokes is welcome to have started Pesach on the day, but the Din of Anin is Lila. The Din of Anin is going to get to Achilas Korbanos. The Din of Anin is going to get to doing this, after the Kavur, that Din of Anin is up. the din of Zayin for Achilas Kachin, and the din of Zayin for Achilas Maitishin, and Prophet Kabonis, that din still continues. So the Gemara makes a twist, and not makes a jump. That if that din of Aminas, when it gets to Achilas Kachin and Maitishin, he still applies to Nathana Balayla, the Hua Dinami, the din of Avelus Yomishon, is their right to, it sounds like, he still applies to Nathana. The same is like the Ramam there is in the garden. But Avelus Yomishon is their right to, that's perfect. Bachal Tichat and Sayoi. That the din of Aminas, their right to, is not only restricted to Maitishin and Kachin and Akrofis Kabonis, it applies also to Avelus. That's what we think said, that all the laws of Shiva apply the first day in the Torah, and the Gemara has a prayer. What about the Lila following the first day, since the original Makrav is in? That's the question, yes. Since the original Makrav, the whole din is by Kachin, and my question is the din of Halal HaHalach HaYoi, so maybe, I mean, it's Lila is their right to mitigate the Kabbalah, so maybe who Adam is their right to mitigate the Maitre Shein, the Maitre Shein is not Kachin. And maybe since the original Makrav, the whole din is the Chalti Chatef HaYoi, mitigate the Achilles Kachin, where it is Halal HaHalach HaYoi, maybe he's mitigate the Maitre Shein, maybe he's mitigate to the observance of Avelus, that if Avelus and Rishon is their right, in which case, there will be no Hector of Israel.
I have to say about the why can't you say that
the Aminos
is
not around,
and
Tarabon
and
the Avelus is not around?
But
Tarabon is not around,
the second, that is
not the
second.
Oh, so that's what we don't understand the Gemara. The Gemara is a teller. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says that the Gamil was allowed to bathe during Shiva, so what's the time, my time, and your meal? Mishnah says my time. Is it a time?
You have to listen
to it.
During the day, you
would have to bathe
on
the day. Oh, so the Gemara is not dying. He was only at night. In the daytime, he wouldn't bathe. Why not? Why not? So the Gemara says, because in the daytime, it's available to the light. And at night time, it's only available to the Rabbana. So since night time, it's only to the Rabbana, so there's room to negotiate. So they have to listen. But all the time that it's available to the Rishon, the light, we wouldn't give a half of this to that's the much worse of the Gemara. My time, the Rabbi Gamliel, Kasab Amin is Lila de la Bona, the Shiva Chrisha Kiyar Mahar. It's only one day. Shiva is only one day. And the one day means not including the night following, and Amin is Lila de la Bona. So therefore you can negotiate. Not going to listen to this, but that's the Rabbi Gamliel.
It wouldn't
help. So you see from the Gemara, two things. You see, first of all, our various ambition is their right. The various like the Ramam, the Rif, and the Zayim, the Mechaber. And number two, even if it's your right, you can still say, well, the whole reason only is the Chitra Shalkayim, and that's Shalkayim is Mutter. So you see, no, that's only when it's a Dibbe Rabbanon, the Heterism is, this whole deal that we said, the Heterism is because that's called the Chitra Shalkayim, that's only when it's the Rabbanon. When it's the right, it's like Lerdash in a time of the cross. You don't look for Hezbeirim to say, when it does apply, it doesn't apply. Whenever the Avelus is the right, it's not the reason the Mokum is unless it's a Hashash because. Not just, so we're not talking about Kochman, it's just the Mokum Tari, can't say the God Rabbah. So that's the place to say it. What's the Rabbah going on here? The whole thing of Shid is only the Rabbah, and even Avelus and Rishon is only the Rabbah. So what's the Gemara talking about? This is exactly the Gemara that there is quote. My cousin, the right, the Avelus and Rishon is the right. My cousin, the Bahar, with the whole story, Yom Tov Sheni, Yom Amisu, the Asur, that whole story, from Yafnan Zayin. So did it quote the whole thing that from this Gemara you see that Avelus Yom Rishon is the right, just Avelus Balayla. So not yet to the Yom Rishon, that's only the Rabbanon. You don't say, Kostam Alayla Halak Afaya. So what Tais is going to do with this Gemara? Yes? No, the Yom Amisu Ba'atura. No, the Yom Amisu Ba'atura. Yom Amisu Ba'atura. That means like this, if the person dies on Sunday and clues on Monday, then no one says that the night after Monday is the right. That's the one who often says that. If the person, somebody dies on Sunday and he wasn't yet Nikbar, so the Laila Sunday night is Avelus. Avada Amin is the right, so that he's not like my Shani question. They didn't bury the night yet. And if somebody dies on Sunday and they bury him on Monday, so the night after Monday is Zikr only the Rabbana. Again, Amin is only the Rabbana there. There is not like the I think that that's only the Rabbana. There is not like the question and not like the Matthew Kabbalah. That if someone died on Sunday, the Kabbalah was on Sunday, then the night following, that's the Machalaika Satamani, where Amin is live with the right to the Rabbana. Leo, Yom HaMisa Vatvur, the night following the Yom HaMisa Vatvur. The night following the Yom HaMisa Vatvur. That's too much money, you have to wait 7 days. No, that's not going to help, not going to wait till tonight, you have to wait 7 full days. Obviously he wasn't the time.
That's the
then why shouldn't the learner that I've ever should be there right for 30 days? So the Yerushalmi, I think, said, Yerushalmi, take us in the first prayer in my son, he goes to Yerushalmi. And he said, listen, tell him it's past all over. He can't even make him inside my prayer. He can't learn out any dinner to say my prayer. When I said, the Rambam, yeah. Why not listen to Moshe? It's cool. And the deal of the Gemara is what about Anilus Laila? If Anilus Laila is there, right, then Adelus Laila is also there, right, like Adelus Yambish. So that's what Taisha says. The Yim Taimah and Anilus. Even Marshall Anilus. The Yim Taimah. Hariyayin and Nami Yayin and Oyegela, Bemaita Shani, and he's Maita Shani and Kachin and Hakobus Karbonoi. Avalin Yerichit for the Avelis, it's in Gansun Mirabar and Hei. That's what Taisha disagrees with the Ramam and the Rish and the Goyim and the Bahag. In chains, everything is only to Rabbana. Lo men lo kan in slide the rice to have the gabi mike maybe I mean a slide the stack of the rice but it's everything in Abel is only to Rabbana.
No.
The death was done in the Levayans Monday, then the night following is certainly only to Rabbana. It's certainly only to Rabbana. Right. But if the death was Sunday and the Kvur was on Sunday before the Shkia, then the night following is a machlekes in the Gemara with Aminus Laila, the right of the Rabban, but Aminus Laila, and he gave it to Maisha Shemi, eating Maisha Shemi's costume and Hakov is Kapon.
Because the Yom follows the day. My costume
is Aminus Laila.
The death
Sunday
morning,
the arrival
Sunday afternoon.
Happened
to be Aninu's
Laila. Because it's the Yoris. Aninu's. What does that mean? It's not fulfilling this. That Aninu's is going to be up to fill the Kvura. If the Kvura is finished by 12 o'clock, he's going to eat the Gabi Mincha and sit on couch. That's one thing of Aninu's. Just in order not to confuse the two things of Aninu's, Dr. Lareki used to say, that's a misnomer. It took us to Misha Mesa Mutal Afana. But it's too long a title, Misha Mesa Mutal Afana. How do I tell us Aninu's? But it says it's just a misnomer to keep our channel. It's a different game, Misha Mesa. It has nothing to do with Aninus. Aninus means a certain form of observing Avelis. What's the form of the whole day is after the school. What's the form of observing Avelis? Easter's Kachim and Easter like the Shein and Easter Hakavah's Kabbalah. And Aninus Yemar, it seems like there is an agreement that included the Achalti Chatasay included in their rights of Avelis, the whole young region. Their rights is Nihud Yeshiva, not the day. The Council of Yemar is in their rights. And the Tilfel in Zvachim Dachshar says something to Machlokes HaTanai. Whether Aninus Laila is the right or not, that he brought the Thief Maisha Sheni the night following the Yom HaMisha Vachfura, the night following that, is not only a Shaila for Maisha Sheni for Kachin, it's a Shaila for Rechitza also. If the Rechitza is the right, then Ishtinus is not a good heifer. If the Rechitza is only the Rabbanon, then Ishtinus is a good heifer. Why is only Rochet Vara should be Rochet by Yom Shemei to Ishta also? And the Gemara is Mukach Natsa. There's no hazard to pay by the Yom Anisa Vapur because that's their right. That could be their right, sir. All the holy to the Chisha Bashir, even the first day is only the Rapun. So what is Taisha going to do with the Gemara? So Taisha said, if Shat is like this, are muscles. It's the Dina Vamina and the Oval Yom Rishon. The Misa and the Gemara on Sunday before the Shkir. And he comes home from the Beit HaKvar at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. If the din of Aninus, the din of Aninus, when he gets to Maita Shani and Kachin and Hakavah's Kabbalah, since they're right up until Shkia, then you have to be machmer on the avelus of rechitz also. Shema yover the deachilus ma'ase shena. The letter the zman hazeh wouldn't apply. Means the zman, that's how the Bach I think goes. The zman hazeh is zero doesn't apply. They're talking the zman.
I'm really not doing it anymore. What's there to be?
But they were still eating ma'ase shena. They were still tahar. The mother says the nida that chavrayim is back in the galila. They still had eight before adum and they were still the tahar people. People were still eating ma'ase shena in the tahara. They were eating chumim and altaris hakodesh and altaris hakodesh. There were still people who were observing chumim and altaris. So because there was an issa there, I said there would be an issa to eat my shayin and eat the rest of the day. So the shkia, so the lady dared the rabbanon not to allow a chitze, even though he's an istanis, because if you'll give him a break on the chitze, he'll think, wow, he'll think it's worse. Oh, but they can even eat my shayin. We don't allow him to eat my shayin. So the shayin is, what about eating my shayin the night after the kura? Is that also their right? If I mean, if Lila is their right, then you have to be machmir not to allow him to do the chitze, even though he's an istanis, even by Lila. And if the whole Lisa Matishane Balai is going to Rabbanon, so then you don't have to be mad. This whole Sikhot Erda, Taishas said, this is only Taishas Rashid Hassan, that Matishane exists in the Rasar of his mom Baishane, and after the Baishane, the Rambam holds that there ain't no Matishane in their rights. There's never any Matishane. The Rambam holds that Shumas and Maishas was only their rights, and they didn't show the noon. After the Shevish Akif, the Shevish Akhilto, the Makamish Eretz Yisrael, and then there was a Chiyah Shumas and Maishas with the rights. And then when the Chametz is destroyed, the Eretz Yisrael is good, the Gemara comes to the conclusion that Zusha Rishon of Eretz Yisrael was Lord Kishon as well, Zusha was Bokma. So for 70 years of Gold Level, there was no Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. When he came back in the days of the Nehemiah, so the Mechanish is Kedusha of Eretz again. So one would have thought that then Shumas and Maishas was not even a Terah. So that's how they write it right. That's representing many Rishon. That the Kedusha of Eretz was reinstituted, it was a Zindar right. And the Kedusha, we thought the Kedusha Shmim Kitchum tried to make Kitchum back to that way. The other Yaman Zeh, because the same Shumas Mayas is just coming on top. Come to Rambam at the end of Peretalos, in the Hilchot Shumas, and he writes, Hashumas and Hamaikas, the Zman HaZeh, is only the Rabbanon. And he says, you shouldn't think the Zman HaZeh means you have to be a seven, you have to be a Chum Bayi Shein. No! Kitchum Lassi Lava! The Kedusha Shem is Kitchum Lassi Lava. So why did he say Hashumas and Hamaikas, the Zman HaZeh? He says, no, Hashumas and Zman HaZeh. Hashumas and Kufas Bayi Shein, the Shumas and Hamaikas is only the Rabbanon. It wasn't their right to since the Chum by Shishon, there was no Chum by the right. Why not? But the Eretz Yisrael has Kedushim and Atayla. So the Rambam writes, because he needs Kodesh Reh Olah, he needs the Atkulchim. Yeah, because Yehuda wasn't right, so Shemitah wasn't right when Atayla. Shemitah's not right to the Atayla, of which year? Because then you have to know, what are your Matish Chum and Maitre? It depends, you have to ask, which year are you holding? If you're holding the first 2 years, so it's Maitre Shemitah, if it's the third year, it's Maitre Lani. The fourth and the fifth year is my Shane, the sixth year is my Saran, and the seventh year is nothing. So what if you don't have a Yoibo? But then the Ramathas, you don't have Yoibo, so you don't have Shemitah. You don't have Shemitah and Atah, you don't have Shemitah with the Rabbanah. You assume Shemitah is not as well as the Rabbanah, because you can't beat up the Yoibo. Because you can't have Yoibo unless you have Koya Shvela. You have to have the majority of the world Jewish population living in Eretz Yisrael. But the Saran, you still don't have it. So if you don't have Yoibo, you don't have Shemitah the Rabbanah. You don't have Shemitah the Rabbanah, you cannot have Shemitah the Rabbanah. That's what the Rabbanah writes. So the Rabbanah says, the Rabbanah says, Hashumas HaMaitis HaSilu B'zman HaZeh Don't Drop HaSilu B'nei Yeshua. The Rambam says Don't Drop HaSilu. So the writer is Mashik and the Rambam, the end of that Calvin of Hashumas says, what are you talking about? It's not true. Shumas HaMaitis B'zman HaSheni was their writer and he passed from that kitchen of his lover. So the Shumas HaMaitis says Zara Yana Zer is their writer. According to the Rambam, the Shumas HaMaitis B'zman HaSheni was only their Rabbanon. So you can't say like Taisus says. Say just like this. If I mean this, Taisus assumes that the Nishus that writer is B'zman Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel, whichever Rabbi Gamliel was, either Rabbi Gamliel, there were a few Rabbi Gamliel. Yeah, so one was Bizman Abayis, one was after Bizman Abayis, whatever it was, he wasn't before the day of Israel, he wasn't a Bayis Shishan. That's enough for sure. He was in a period that according to the Rambam, there was no Shumas and Maishas there, right? All Shumas and Maishas there, right? And Taisus disagrees, says, I was like, they're right, what are you talking? Shumas and Maishas was there, right? So the Kufa says, in Nehemiah, Bara Yanazer Yad Bechal, it's all there, right? So if you hold like Taisus, that there was Shumas and Maishas in Atayra, so you're speaking about an Isa there, right? To eat Maishas Shemi, to an Oinim Lechal, to be Oinim and Menu. So then you discuss, what about eating Maishas Shemi the night after the first day of Yom HaMisa Bakur? Is that the right of the Rabbana? So the Gemara says, what does he say? If it's an issue, they're right there, then we better not be makel to Rabbi Gamliel, because we shouldn't be makel for any issue. If you're going to give him one kula, give him a shayla, take your hand, he'll think everything is off, he can eat my shayla then. Kibald, Hashem, you have to get Yisra Deraita, and by letting Yisra Deraita, of eating my shayla by Aminus, which is not allowed. But if you're all the time, if you're all the Aminus, why does only the Rabbanon, so it's very much there, it's going to make it clear. But by Yom, I'm 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 Yom, I had to listen to this to take a death on the young, and he's not sure. I think everything is okay. He can eat my Shayla. This is only by Mezzanon, this only is Shayla to say, according to Taisa, according to the Raisa. If there was my Shayla, they're right, and there's a dealer, how to be a Mezz, in the right. According to the Ramam, there was nothing to write anyway. The my Shayla was the Rabbanah, the Shumah, the Dera was the Rabbanah, the Shumah, everything was only the Rabbanah. Hashumah, the Mice, the Zanah, the people, the Neyaz, everything was only the Rabbanah. So the Ramam cannot learn the Gemara. I'm kind of learning about like Taisa, because the Rambam is forced into learning like the Gaonim. That the Gemara is talking about Rechitza, then it's a Deraita. It's not a Gera Rechitza of the Vaisa Sheni. Vaisa Sheni is always the Rabbanon. The Rambam has to learn, when Aminus is Deraita, Aminus Yamishim is Deraita. If you are Beilus is Deraita, so it's a Rechitza is Deraita. Not a Gera this out of that. But that will happen after me, that his man is there, look at his man is there, nobody in his right mind, no one is eating any Vaisa Sheni anywhere. You can't eat Vaisa Sheni with his man is there. First of all, everybody's Tomei, you're not permitted to eat Petumah. Secondly, the Maitesheni is Tomei. All the Maitesheni is Tomei. You're not permitted to eat Maitesheni when you're Tomei, when it's Tomei. Thirdly, you can only eat Maitesheni when you have a Mizbeh Bonnet. You don't have a Mizbeh in Yerushalayim, so there's nothing to discuss. Anything the Maitesheni is Bonnet. According to Taishvah, the whole issue over here in the Gemara that we're dealing with is, there is a Hesem Istinus. The din is that an Istinus is Mutter. But on the Yom HaRishon, we better not, the Yom HaRishon, and Rabbi Gamliel, listen to Yerushalayim, we better not be makel to any Hesem of Istinus. Anyway, near Yerushalayim, because it's going to lead, one thing is going to lead to another, people are going to be eating my tishen. So I think the Bach writes in the other day that the Zana said no one is eating any my tishen. But the Ethelistinus would apply even on the Yom HaRishon. The person, the Obel, comes back from the cemetery. What's that to say to Zana said? They know that he's going to eat my tishen. Who is going to be eating any my tishen? There is no my tishen. No one is eating any my tishen. So it's not shy. If all my text is, the Zana said the Ethelistinus would apply even by Yom, not only by Lilo. Even by Yom would be Mutter. Hashem can according to the Rambam and the Rish, and the Mechaber Tashma goes on, the Rambam and the Rish, Mechaber Tashma goes, that it doesn't mean it's a Gzera one thing after the other. No! When Aminus is the Raisa, then Abelus is the Raisa. When Aminus is the Rabbana, Abelus is the Rabbana. Whenever the Abelus is the Raisa, there's no have to listen to this period. That a Gzera one thing will lead to another, have this understood. When Aminus is, when Abelus is the Raisa, there's no have to listen to this. So I pray that in the time of the court, you don't say it's because so you have to observe Nibul, and this is Tzav, and it's more than the Halacha required. You don't say the obstacle first. So the Avelot Yom Rishon, the Mechaber Tashma Shalom, that is Deraita. So he wouldn't be allowed to take a bath. Even the Mishnahs wouldn't have the Hesed to take a bath on the Yom Rishon. And by Laila, since we passed in the Avelot, Laila is only the Rabbana. So by Laila, you would have the Hesed Rishon. That's not Kenim, it is not a Zer. According to Taishas, the Ogamah reason to Gzeir Hashem and Yerchamai Tashemi, but the Zmanah said, no one's eating any Maitre Shemi. So there's a mocking target. One can say that one is the Gavish of the Minyan remains. You can say that Gzeir remains. But other Rappanim say, not so. But the Zmanah said, not that old Gzeir. You can even have a Hesed Rishon and Samir Abel Hashem Rishon Gufa. Hashem can come to them. The Zmanah didn't say one is the Gzeir after the other. The Zmanah said, whenever the Abel is the Raisa, there's no Hesed Rishon in this period. The Ramon writes in the other day that the meaning is, I don't have a Ramon written in Poland. How do you know the Ramon writes that the meaning is like the Rambam? The truth of the matter is not as long as the Rabbanon. That's what he writes in Shulam and Aleph in the other day. The meaning is like the Rambam, so we hold that from the days of Ezra on, the whole thing of Shulam and Aleph is as long as the Rabbanon. No, but he doesn't pass like that Rambam. That Rambam he passes like this, and then he passes like this. But this Rambam is asking that the whole Shemesh Maiz is not as there as only Rambam. Even the Ne'ezer, no. If the Ne'ezer would have been their right, then we would say that teacher got the mother, and would be their right to now.
Another reason why you mentioned that the Rambam is not as there as the Shemesh,
that's another question, which year is the real sleeping year? That's a different question. No. But then, then if you would have a suffix, then you would have to call the woman. Call the woman, all directions. Correct. You have to observe Shemitah 3 days in a row.
Every year.
No, no. Every year that you have Shemitah, that's the middle Shemitah. Then there's one Shemitah that there's only one Shemitah that is the year before. By God, what we hold is there a Shemitah, according to the only one that is Shemitah. And according to another day, the Rashi attaches another. It's already up here, it's the year after. Whenever we observe Shemitah, the one we shall hold that is the year after. And then the Rambam throws in a new monkey wrench. The Rambam Hilchos Shemitah Yovel has a sign there that every 50th year you have to have a blank year. Not every 7th year of Shemitah. He says he doesn't understand. He says the Gemara says like that. But the Rambam writes he doesn't understand. Every 50th year should be a blank year. So then it throws everything off kilter. Because we follow the Shemitah again every 7th year. You got to throw in a couple of blank years. You have to figure out
the country.
Yeah. And it's going to be marked for all the 3 years. It could well be that every year is a Shemitah. Every year is a Shemitah. Every year is a Shemitah year. Yeah. But the then you go to Kulan everything. So you go to Kulan everything. You need to go to Kulan also. Rambam writes a very interesting, brings out a very interesting question regarding the Pirush HaMilos in Parshas Tazria. The Chumash says that when a woman has a baby, so she has a baby boy, so for the first 7 days she has a Tumas Yoledet, and if it's a baby girl, the first 14 days. She's Tameyam, she's up to the final, she has to wait till the 7 and the 14 days are up. And then the next 33 days, and the next 66 days, depending whether it's a boy or a girl, it says in the third, Teshev, the Dimei, Tohara. How do you translate the word? So the Rambam writes that there was a dispute between the Karoim and the Chacham, that the Karoim translated the pasuk just the opposite from the Chacham. Our tradition has it, Teshev B'tmei Tohara means that even if the Isha Yoledes has a real Dam Mamish, Dam and Amacha Mamish, with a Mara Odoim, then after the woman is Tahara, even with Tarot Levaila, there's no Kriya Prisha, she doesn't have to go to Mikveh, nothing. After the 7 days are up, she goes to Mikveh, and even if it's done for the next 33 days, next 66 days, if it's a girl, everything is mutter. They say it's made to her, or why is it called made to her? The Torah was Matayrit. The Torah that is called Yimei Tohar. The Dam is Dam Tohar, the days are called Yimei Tohar, and everything goes, everything is mutter. And the Rabbanan, the Gemara says that it's not allowed. The Gemara says not allowed. Ain't one of them of Dam Tohar. And the Rambam writes that the Karoim, who didn't accept the tradition of the Torah Shabbat there, holds a hang action to be shot to be heard. There are different colors. There are different colors that a woman can have a mara. So the din is, the Mishnah says you need only a mara odom and a mara shochar. Shochar, the Gemara says, if it's black, it's really odom, shochar, odom, or el shalaka. The color change, but it started out as odom. But if you have other maras that are not shochar and not odom, so that's the different discharges that are coming after the fire. So that's not called odom. Anything else that comes out that is not a mara, it's only a shochar. So the Karoi, we can't say to Machloikis over here. Machloikis, whether you believe in the Torah Shabbat, you don't believe it. You don't accept the Torah Shabbat, you're free to say whatever you want. So they had a new type in the Pasuk. They say, with Nei Tahara, she has to abstain from being with her husband. She has to abstain from touching Taharit because she's treated as Sneha, even if she has a Dam with a Mara Tahar. You're Machmir. Not that you make her. You're Machmir, that if Isha has a brown Mara, a yellow Mara, any Mara that's normally a Mara Harov, and only talking that's a Mara Tahar, in the 33 days of the 66 days, you have to be machmir on all of Maratol. So there was a minig, the Rambam writes, there was a minig that was going around different communities in Europe that the women wouldn't go to mikveh until after the 40 days were up or after the 80 days were up. So the Rambam says that that minig started from the Karoi. You have to be okay when I share with that minig. That's terrible to say it's not the courses. You have to be okay that minig. And then the Rambam quotes this minig in the other day. Apparently they had it in many communities. So the Rambam tries to be yashiv a little bit what the minig was based on. So he says, in those communities where they don't have it, they shouldn't introduce it. Because the Rambam is based on it. He says that it's based on apikuzis, it's done from the Karoim. That they said, even if the Isha has a maritor, she still has to rule the pilot. So the women have a lot of times all kinds of discharges. Yes. So that's why the Karoim, that the woman doesn't go to mikvah until after the 80 days are up, or the 40 days are up. But the Rambam has a different tone. He says, that this chumrah that they didn't go to mikvah till after the 40 days is based on a different thing. He explains the tarichas in the document. You see, the Ramoy does explain on Yerodeya. And the Shach on Yerodeya quotes in the document on the bottom of the tour that the Ramoy explains what it's based on. The Gaonim Taisha quotes in the name of the Gaonim, the Nida, I think on that Lamazan and Manah. Taisha quotes in the Gaonim. But Nashi Bidan, Kuli Yogis Gazoid Minu. When a woman gives birth to a baby, to the tantra, she has to wait 7 days or 14 days, then she goes to the mikvah. She's not a nida, she's not a zovah. She don't let her. She don't let her to a different din. If it's a boy, it's 7 days, the girl is 14 days. So the Gaon instituted the Chumrah based on a Gemara. The Gaon instituted that every woman is your life if I stop shivinikim also. In the Chumrah, she doesn't say you need shivinikim. So in addition to the din, you have to wait 7-14 days, you have to have shivinikim. Now there's a Rabbeinu Tam. The Gemara says, whatever this Machlokes Kafai Barobah, we pass my grub except the Yad Kagam. What does the Yad Kagam say? Well, she said, it's a sixth din, we pass my Kabbai. So there's a Machlokes Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam. What is the Lamed of Yad Kagam? The Rashi always says it's Lechi Ha'im in the Eilu, the Machlokes in the first parish in Eilu. And Taisa says, no, it has something to do with Yoledah. And they laid out the Shere Raven. So the Rabbeinu Tam claims that we pass him like Abaye. In Shukunok, we don't pass like the Rabbeinu Tam. But the Rabbeinu Tam says we pass like Abaye. And it runs as follows. When the woman is Yoledah, so she has to wait 7 days before she goes to Mikveh. And if the Goyim says that we treat her as a Zavo, let's say the dam stops, and the woman has a baby, so there's a lot of dam anyway, and the baby comes out. But let's say the dam stops in the middle of the 7 days. If she has a baby girl, the dam stops in the middle of the 14 days. The last couple of days when there's no dam, can those begin to count for the beginning of the Shivanikim? So Rabbeinu Tam says, no, let's begin like a baby. Maybe they go to Shevin Rebbe, the first 7 or 14 days, even though she doesn't have dam, ain't one of them is seriously gone. You cannot count those days. Because the din of Shivanikim is that you have to discount 7 days that you would have otherwise not had to discount. These 7 or 14 days, you gotta wait anyway. You can't say that these 7 or 14 days that there's no dam should be oil of Shivanikim. You have to wait a separate 7 days. So the Ramah quotes that in many Mikvamis Neos there would be machma like the Rabbeinu Tam. This is based on Mishayim, the state Mishayim. Then there was another Chumrah, there's a Machlokes Bishama and Yeshiva Lenidah. In the middle of Masechet in the Tzibur Nosku. The Bishama and Rabbi opinion that when did the Yemei Torah begin, Bishama and Rabbi, the Yemei Torah, after the 7 days are up, so the Yemei Torah comes to Chum. After the 14 days are up, by the girl, the Yemei Torah begins. The Bishama, who we talk to, I say, not true. Not the Yemei Tayyar Rahmanah, not when the 7 days are up, right then. No, the Yemei Tzibur Tayyar Rahmanah. They said, done. You have a Malaysia 40 days, or if it's a baby girl, you have a Malaysia 80 days, of which it's at least going to be 7 days. If she won't go to Mikra until after 10 days, so the break time will be 10 and 30. It's going to be an Akimina there in the middle of the Mishnayis, in the middle of Nida. It's not like she didn't go to Mikra of Kosi Yashua Lubayla. No, it's still called Yimei Tumasa. It doesn't begin to be called Yimei Tovar until she goes to Mikra. So that's how we talk to like Bishimel. The Diyoni was real at Tali Rahmanah. She has to wait till she goes to the Mikra. Then you make Tumarah, then you make Torah begin. So the Rabbeinu, so the Ramah quotes from the Bali Atensis. The Shikun Kubetis on Krisis quotes this. So neither they don't quote this. She quotes on Krisis, and the first time quotes this, he puts it all together. He says, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, we pass it like this hero, that the Oledes has to go to Mikveh before the Yimei Torah begins. And before the Yimei Torah begins, she can't begin to count Shivanikim, because Yimei Torah begins to Shana Rebem, and I don't understand the Yimei Torah. So every Oledes has to go to Mikveh twice. She needs twice to mix her before she begins to be with her Kabbalah. She has to go to mix her once at least after the 7 or the 14 days to end the Yimei Tumasa, because the only three of Tarahmona. Before she goes to mix her, the Yimei Tumasa didn't begin. And after she goes to mix her, she still has to go to she has to count Shivan and Kish, she has to go to mix her a second time. So the woman just had a baby. They didn't have any heat in the mix. They had a break sometimes. I used to know to go to mix her stringent. So the woman's going to catch pneumonia. So rather than go to mix her twice, in many cases, the Eastern Church has to go to mix her twice. So rather than go to mix her twice, they will postpone the mix until 7 days after the 40 days. Once the 40 days are up, so then of course you make the most are up. Of course you make the most are up. They still have only said, beyond the truly Tarachmana, he makes Toha, don't begin, to mean in the Malos of 40 days, and Malos of 80 days, what's the cutoff point? So after she goes to Mikveh, if she goes to Mikveh after 10 days, so you have 30 days in the Toha. She goes to Mikveh after 20 days, so 20 days will be in the Toha. She goes to Mikveh after 30 days, so the last 10 days will be in the Toha. But if she waits till after the 40 days are up, so finish, so there's no more Malos. So then she doesn't have to go to Mikveh twice, she'll have to go to Mikveh once after the Shivani came after that. So the Ramah says the minig began, had nothing to do with the Karayin again. She says the minig originally began, but they used to wait 47 days, or 87 days, in order not to have to go to Mikveh twice, not to catch pneumonia. And then over the generations they decided not to fasten like the Rabbeinu Tam. So well, no, we don't fasten like the Rabbeinu Tam. We fasten the delay later, the Yal Kigam. We fasten that it is under the spirit of Yvosa. In the middle of the 7 or the 14 days, if you make Tohar, they will count for Shivani Kim. So over the generations, the minute changed, and it all like the Rabbeinu Tam. But this minute still was a carryover from those scoopers, because not in Bali Atensis, that they used to wait till 87 days or 47 days. But the Ramah says you don't have to introduce the minig in other communities and say, wait, you've got a minig until after the 70, after the 80 days or the 40 days are up. Wherever you don't have a minig, you don't have to introduce it. But you shouldn't be mezatel in those communities where they have, because it's not necessarily true what the Rambam says. If you have a minig that comes from Karoyim, that comes from Karoyim, you have to be yoicher there. There's a minig that comes from Atikus. But if this minig, he thinks this minig stems from the minig of the Balei HaSefer, that rather than go to mikveh twice, they would wait till the 47th day. So even though in the days of the Rambam, they didn't wait till the 47th day, they just waited till the 40th day. But he says, since there was a makom makom tohar, it started off as the holy minig, he recommends that you should continue. Tonight, we have once a year a representative from Kiryat Malachi comes to speak to us for a few minutes.